But I definitely want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like,
this is Robert Frank, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone.
Check.
And you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, sleep with your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
Question. If you're the only one of your kind, based on your fingerprint, why not learn your own language that's embedded in your name? Steve is not here to teach you tricks, lies, or gimmicks to blind you. He's trying to open your eyes so you can evolve as a man. This isn't chicken soup. Everyone can't win. But the good news is you can. This show isn't about coming together. Fuck no. This is about being selfish, conceited, and making everything about you. Sure, you can lie to yourself and follow YouTube cults that hook you with catchwords. But the one thing you can't do is cheat the game, especially when the game isn't about women. But if you want to unlock the real you, get your notebook out, ask questions, call in, and evolve.
All right, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing, man? Give a shout out to everybody. How y'all doing, guys? I hope everybody's doing good today. We're going to have a great show for you today. I'm your host, Dean. Class is in session. Gentlemen, to all my dogs out there, all my chat room dogs out there, all y'all listening, we got love for you. We appreciate you. You know, we try to motivate you. We try to get you right. So shout out to all the guys in the chat room, all the chat room dogs, shout out. Got love for you, man. Hope y'all are doing good. All the ladies out there, you know who you are. You know who you are. What's up, girl? Don't worry, I got Are You Worth the Dick coming out. So I got a new poetry track for you ladies called Are You Worth the Dick. So we'll be dropping that real soon. But anyway, want to give a shout out to everybody. Hope everybody's doing good. Want to welcome you all to the show. This show is unlike any other show out there because we go deeper in surface type games. So, but we also want you guys to participate. We want you guys to take notes and all that other stuff. So what I ask all you guys kindly to do right now is go ahead and get your notebooks out. Go ahead and get your pens out. Have your questions ready. If you have a question, put a Q in the chat. You can call in at 563-999-3056. If you are texting a woman or anything like that and you have any problems, you know, just put a T, you know. And we got a new thing. If a woman, I got to put that in there. If a woman is saying something that's throwing you off, put a W in there and we will cover that. I ask all you guys, I mean, I had a client today and he's been listening to me for a while and he's just not listening and understanding and he's struggling because he's not following directions. So I say to all you guys that are truly ready to grow and be something different, I ask all you guys today, please, gentlemen, go get your puzzle pieces. Go to Walmart, go to the dollar store, get your puzzle pieces, dump them on the table, rip up the box, and take your time and start to put that puzzle together. And that's going to help you get discipline and so many other things to start your way or your pathway on the game. Eddie, I want to say thank you for the super chat. I really do appreciate that. All you guys, I appreciate all you guys, man. Shout out B-Dog. Hey, Bernie L, man. I know, Bernie, I appreciate that. Yes, yes, man. No. It's not about that. No. We're here for you guys. We got a lot to talk about today. We got a lot to talk about. We'll take your phone calls and everything, man. First, you know, all the time, I want to give a shout out to what's above me right there. Shout out to those in Man Mindset History. They made history on the 15th. Shout out to those guys. Y'all holding it down, man. Shout out to those that did the likes. Guys, go ahead if you get the opportunity. Go ahead and get the likes up if you possibly can, if you feel like it. We don't want to push you or pressure you, but, hey, if you're competitive, you want to beat this fucking record right here. That's the record. We hold it every time there's a record is broken. We definitely will post that. But anyway, let's get into the show, man. You know, I love this time of year. Before we get into the show, I love this time of year because this is a great year when I always remember the Christmas parties, sleeping with women at the Christmas party. I remember these are the times where women will always ask, you know, like, what are you doing Christmas Eve? I want to spend Christmas Eve with you, and I want to wake up with Christmas with you. I want to spend Christmas with you and all these other things. And it's a great time, man, being a man. And I want you guys to be able to get all these things. So let's get into the show. So, gentlemen, right now out there when it comes to the game, everybody, I would say the majority, there are very few, but the majority of people out there are not really helping you the way you need to be helped. Because all the information they're trying to give you is something outside of yourself. And if you keep down that pathway of looking at things outside of yourself, you then begin to create what we're going to be talking about today. And it has been created. And you don't understand that you created it, but you are watching YouTubes that reinforce your mindset. And that's what we're talking about, the theater of your mind. Y'all got any questions, put a Q. Women talking to you, put a W. Text messages, put a T. I mean, we are the only ones out there where we go off the cuff, right off the top of the head, and get y'all guys covered in the game. So what's important here, and we're going to break this down. Because we are, I presume, yes, we are 9 days away. 9 days away. So that means, gentlemen, for 11 months of your life, you've wasted 2021. It's been wasted. And it's no knock on you. But the time that you took to watch things that did harm to you, and again, it's really hard to see what is good versus what's bad when it comes to the game, okay? And that's what we want to, you know, get y'all to understand in what I'm saying. Because so many of you guys, it doesn't matter how many books you read. It doesn't matter how many videos you watch. It doesn't matter how many notes you take. How many of you guys out there always say to yourself, still don't get it, still can't talk to women, still don't know what to say, still don't know what to do, still don't know how to make moves, I don't feel good about myself? And this is what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about the theater in your mind. Because what we want to do here is we want you guys to see it, to understand why it is you're doing exactly what you're doing. Because as long as you continue to do this, it doesn't matter what you watch. It doesn't matter how many books you watch. And gentlemen, I've been saying this shit since the 90s, man. I've been saying, look in your closet. Look at your bookshelf. Look at all the shit that you have, the colognes and all that, all the stuff that you have collected. Because you actually thought that if I put a rug over the problem is going to go away. And it doesn't work that way, gentlemen. Game doesn't work that way. But you have to understand that a lot of people that are giving you theory are the ones that are doing the harm to you. They are giving you poisonous information. They are keeping you away from yourself to make you focus on something else. It makes you focus on your first theater in your mind that you are watching and viewing right now. And that's what we want to discuss. And that's what we want to talk about. If I got any questions, call in. Lines are open and all this other stuff. We have a lot to talk about, but we want to make sure that you guys have an understanding, because for most of you guys right now who don't have a sense of self, think about, in this analogy, what you're doing. You're drowning. You're drowning in confusion. You're drowning in pain. You're drowning in just not knowing who or what you are. And it's like you're always searching. You're always searching. In the 90s, these young men, the same young men around your age, they were searching. Searching for answers outside of themselves until they ran into individuals that begin to define them with jargon and theory. And these young men your age trusted that I don't have to look to myself. I can put on a mask, wear a mask, and think that I can get away with it. I think that I can deceive a woman. And yes, gentlemen, it worked all the way up to 2007. It worked. It was working for a lot of these guys. It was an underground world where all over the world where they would just pass information to each other, putting more masks and more lies, and then manipulating women who wanted relationships, but they manipulated them to lying about relationships and wanting to offer them sex. And then when the thing went mainstream, once it went mainstream, because remember, gentlemen, there was no metal. There was no being on your purpose. There was no clothes, money, and status back then. There was no women are terrible. It was no worry about single mothers. There was no high-value man. There was none of these things that were going on. It was just young men your age wearing masks and trying to manipulate women. And they were winning until that shit went above ground. And once that shit went above ground, the game changed from everybody out there. Now, think about this. Before 2007, there was no FAP. There was no metal. There was none of that. But where did it go wrong is when these women started to see these young men for what they are and not who they are. What they are and not who they are. They started to realize something much deeper. Because even though women are emotional, Jesus Christ, I hate to give them credit, but they knew that these guys didn't have confidence. They didn't have a standard. They weren't living by anything. And these women went on the attack and just ransacked all these guys to a point where these guys begin to take off the mask. And what these guys begin to do is simply come up with theories on why the world isn't fair, on why it's not fair for me, and why women today are like this, and why women do this, and why women do that. And even though it's been over two decades since that has happened, We are still living in this right now, because see, most people think that there's nothing new under the sun. So they think all the information they're hearing is brand new, but it's been out there. It's been happening. It's just that it's gone beyond your comprehension of thinking, and it's been moving. Okay. And since it's been moving that way, gentlemen, most of you guys who feel awkward, who feel nervous, who feel like they don't know what to say, they don't know what to do, they don't have a standard, they themselves will go right to YouTube and follow somebody. White guys will follow white guys because these white guys look like me, so I understand them. Black guys will follow black guys, the same thing. He looks like me. The worst part is these guys, even guys, are following young boys whose nuts have not dropped from their stomach, trying to teach something they don't know about. But see, the world, the way it's working is that it has to be this way. But not for us, but I'm going to tell you why it has to be this way. There are laws in whatever this thing that we're living in, and it is simply this. Everybody can't be a man. The economy would crash if everybody woke the fuck up and really see what the world was about. If they were in touch with who they were, every man, the economy would crash. There would be no more flowers, no more, the restaurants would die out. The bars would dry up. Everything. Valentine's Day would go away. There would be no more weddings. Everything would flip upside down. But what you have to understand, what must be and what must happen, is that there is a greater power out there that must make sure that the information that you are going to talk about today, everybody should not be privy to, because people can't be what they will call woke. You're not supposed to see the world, righty, through your own eyes. You're supposed to see the world through the eyes of the YouTuber that wants to tell you that you're a victim, that it's poor you, and that you cannot get and you cannot have, to a point where not only did you believe him or them, but it was at that moment that in your mind you looked at your construction worker and you said, build me a theater. Build me something that I can go and rewind and watch every day of my life like I am the victim, like something's wrong with me. And that's the thing about it, man. Everybody, you have to understand. What you see right now has to be what it is. It has to be. That's the rules. Because the rules are made from those that are in power. Marketers and advertisers and product and money, things have to flow. And in order for those things to flow, they must figure out ways to declaw and defang the humans, the grassing lions. They got to make sure that the theater in their mind keeps going where they really feel like they have no chance. But the reinforcers of have no chance is what they watch on TV, or watch on YouTube and things like that. that's a text. I don't know what that means. A text. That's not a text. That's a statement. I'll be the first to admit red pill content made me have some type of hate towards women. But I did not know better. Okay. Yeah. Well, you shouldn't hate women. Women are not the problem. Is being skinny and short causing women to lose attraction when I interact with them? See, this is what I'm saying. And Liberty Man, I'm using you as an example. So many young men have been consumed, and they have been trained, the trained mind, to think what they're thinking because of the theater in their mind and the reinforcers. And we're going to talk about that. This is a great case in point, Liberty Man. Great question you're asking, but I've got to use you as an example. Because Liberty Man, you can already tell he has no sense of self. He doesn't know who he really is. And he is defined by the YouTubers that he watched that tell him a million reasons why he's not doing what he's doing, to a point where he feels is being skinny and short causes women to lose attraction. And I always am going to tell you, you cannot pinpoint what a woman finds attractive, because every woman finds different things in different people that they like, regardless of how they look. But it is so simple that you choose not to see it because you have been conformed to feel that you are the victim and that you must come up with a reason and an excuse to ask this question, lose attraction when you interact with him. Why don't we look at the last thing that you're saying as the first thing to see where you're going wrong? It's not you being skinny. It's not you being short. It's how you're interacting with them. You are interacting with them like you're a emotional, feminine, soft, motherfucking female that cannot correctly comprehend, or excuse me, communicate what you want. This has nothing to do with women. It's everything to do with the fact that you choose to be exactly where you're at. You choose to say exactly the silly shit you want to say because somebody is so busy listening to bitching at women that you never work on yourself. You never work on yourself, okay? You never work on yourself. But the one thing, let me check the phone lines, but the one thing I tell a lot of you guys out there, that all you guys out there don't even know he's pulling your strings. He's right now, he says, you know what? The more bullshit he ingests, takes, and accepts, the more control I'll have over him. He doesn't even know. He thinks it's women. But yet, I'm smart enough to whisper in his ear that it's women. I'm smart enough to whisper in his ear that we got to keep watching those channels. I'm smart enough to whisper in his ear not to think for himself because, oh my God, if he actually thought, he would ask himself, why the fuck am I listening to a bunch of kids telling me game when their nuts have not even dropped yet? Why am I listening to motherfuckers complain about women when they haven't even dated every woman in the world to make those generalized statements? But see, y'all don't understand that. But see, this is part of the theater in your mind, gentlemen. Part of the theater in your mind. So Liberty Man, it's no knock on you. It's just, this is, there's no reason, Liberty Man, listen. Why would a woman want to even give you a crumb of her time when you think this way? And it's no knock on you. You just got to see that you are the majority of guys that will always lose and continue to lose because you're looking for every answer outside of yourself, and that's the thing. All you guys. So many of you guys right now feel that you have no control over your life. So if I don't have any control over my life, I'm going to go to YouTube and find guys that have no control over their lives because we speak the same language. It's her fault. It's the bird's fault. It's the tree's fault. It's the grass's fault. It's the car's fault. It's the weather's fault. You know, it's everybody's fault, but you know one thing's fault. It's not your fault. It's the woman's fault. It's the woman's fault. It's the makeup's fault. It's the bug's fault. It's the trees. It's the dolphins. It's the fault of the bears. It's the grizzlies. It's the goats. I don't know. It's the snake's fault. It's the but rest assured, it will never be your fault because guess what? You are perfect the way you are, and you follow that theater in your mind to a point when you meet a woman, you have no control over the outcome because you think the outcome is already predetermined before you even walk up to her, meaning that you're already reading her motherfucker. And again, wow, I wish I had that power. I wish I could be a mind reader. Man, God, I don't know how you humans do it. I don't know how you humans can actually read a woman's mind when you first meet her. That is the most amazing skill out there. It's amazing. I appreciate that mindset. It's crazy to me. To a point where all you're doing is the same things over and over again because you choose not to look in the mirror. You will always look out the window. You think there are outside forces outside of you that's preventing you from being successful with a woman. But let's be honest. Why would she even want to be with you? Why would she want to be with somebody that judges women, has no mouthpiece, can't put any flavor in her ear, can't put any flavor in her eye? Why would she want to be with someone? Why would she want to be with someone who feels that he has no control over what happens in his life? Or if he gets a woman, he's lucky. If he gets a woman, oh my God, the sun, moon, and stars lined up. The theater in your mind that you always watch that are outside of you that makes you fail, gentlemen, makes you believe that you can't change your situation. Oh, I'm short. I'm skinny. Girls just don't like me. It's not fair. The guys with the muscles, because the YouTuber told me the guys with the muscles, the guys with the cars, and the guys with the money and the status, they get all the women because I saw it on TV. I saw it on TV. But let's look at I saw it on TV because common sense is not so common. You see, gentlemen, I used to be, I was on a reality TV show called Mad Nation. I'm a gamer, so I was on a reality TV show. And I saw reality for what it is. And reality is not necessarily reality when it comes to the videos that most of you guys see. Because when you have guys that say, okay, I'm showing you day game and I'm showing you I'm talking to these women and all that other stuff, I'm approaching all these women, and he walks up to that woman and you can see her whole fucking face and he's sitting there talking to her and all that other stuff, and then he walks away and y'all guys are like, oh my God, that's the most amazing thing that he did. I've got to follow him. And yet, do your eyes blind you to the fact that the guys that you're following, do they even look like they got motherfucking game? Do they look like they have game?
Hi, how you doing? I'm hugging this nature of a woman. Yeah, you know, women are, and read my book, Rational Male.
My God, the name of the fucking book tells you what the fuck he's talking to. Males. It's not man, but y'all, oh my God, he must know game. Because the herd, look, he's got such a huge subscriber. He knows what he's talking about. But one thing that y'all don't know about all these guys, where is the solution? I ask all you guys, have you ever asked yourself, where's the solution? How many videos do we have to have that say women ain't shit? Where's the solution? How many videos we got to say it's the woman's fault? Where's the solution? How many videos we got to say that you got to do this bullshit because they do that? Where's the solution? And I understand, and the world understands, if you're a young white man, you're going to be more victim. You're going to watch another white man because you think that white man is you. If you're a black man, you're going to watch a black man because you think that black man is you. But not all motherfuckers are equal. Because regardless of their color, you guys are under some. Y'all even watch young motherfuckers that don't know shit about the game. That reinforce why you are where you're at right now. Why you believe that you have no power over your situation. And guess what? It's not you that believes that you don't have power over your situation. They got you believing that you have no power over your situation. Because they know that as long as you play victim, you are going to take the umbilical cord out of mommy and you're going to look for a male that represents mommy and you're going to attach that motherfucker right to that guy. And all he's going to do is just like mommy. The world is not fair. It's not fair. It's terrible. The women out here, it's not fair. You know, no things are fair. But as I was saying, get back to the reality thing real quick. Let me educate you guys. And if you don't believe, like I say, don't believe me, see it for yourself. Gentlemen, like I told you, I was on a reality show, Mad Nation. And what I learned, I knew, but I learned that whenever you do a video what do they call it, street game or day game or I forgot what they call. Well, guys, y'all know what they call that shit when they go talk to women and all this other stuff, right? Y'all know the word. Y'all guys know the word. I don't fucking remember the name or what it is, but you've got to actually realize that that is not game, all right? Liberty Man, I've seen guys around me game, and it seems like I game around girls more repentant. Brother. The mind is such an extraordinary thing, Liberty Man. Because even though, again, I would tell you, you know, we if you're religious, he's the Antichrist. He could be a false prophet, snake oil salesman, whatever you want to call him, content creator. He comes to you with open arms, and he wants you to know that I love you. I care about you. And what we need to do is we need to come together as a group of guys, cuddling and hugging each other to a point where you guys are always talking about other men. They even got you, mother. I've seen shit. Peep game. I've seen motherfuckers grab a bunch of guys. All right, follow me. I swear to you. Grab about a bunch of guys. They either go to the beach or they go in the woods. They run around the woods, chop trees down, hold logs together, go in the water and hold each other's hand, blindfolded, all this other stuff. And they think that's manhood. They actually think that's manhood. They actually have guys getting together in the wilderness, fucking running around the woods and shit, thinking they're coming together as men. As men. And y'all don't even see that when you show what you are. Look at Liberty Man. I'm just giving you an example. Your language. This is the language of the blinded male. You can always tell what a male is because his first thing is other guys. I've seen other guys. I know this guy. How does men, or what does a man do, and what do when she does this to other guys? Do you hear the language? Do you hear the language? The language tells what you are. Because these guys have you actually thinking about other men. You think, and it's not, hey guys, hey listen, if you like, listen, I'm not here to bash gay guys. If you like other men, that's fine. This is not the room for you. That's four doors down to the left. This is not the room for you. But what is odd is, how is it, Liberty Man? And I'm not knocking you, but I'm trying to help you here. Are you in love with other guys? Because one side, I'm sure you're going to say, no, Steve, I don't like guys. What are you talking about? Wait a second, but Liberty Man, what the fuck am I reading, though? I've seen guys. Wait, why are you looking at guys? Now, look, if you're watching sports, I get it. You can see guys dribble a ball, basketball. If you're watching sports and see the guy swing a baseball bat, baseball. If you're watching the guy throw a football, that's okay. I understand you watching guys in a sporting arena. But when you are watching guys and you want to know and you want to talk about other guys, you're not understanding. I'm trying to help you understand, brother. You see the theater. We're going to talk about the theater in the mind, but I want you to understand, when you are talking about other men, they got you. They got you. You are part of whoever is pushing the agenda to hold you back. And what they are doing, and you don't realize it, in accordance with your mind, you are building a theater that you buy the tickets to every damn day, and you sit in the same seat every day. You do it every day, and you don't even realize you're doing it, but you're doing it every day, and you don't even understand what's happening to you. But I got you today. I'm not here to knock you. I'm here to help you. But you're here. But see, most of you guys, what you do is you get in this theater every day because of the YouTubers that got you thinking that you're not good enough. You thinking you're not good enough. Your mind telling you you're not good enough makes you come up with a blueprint to go and build a mental theater. And even though there are 10 different rooms in that theater, you go to the very first room and you watch the same movie over and over and over again. Because that's what they want you to do. That's what society wants. That's what advertisers want. That's what the women want. Hey, guys, y'all don't understand how, do y'all, okay, just go graze on this. Do you understand how marketing works? Marketing works by saying, okay, this is our prime goal. This is what we're going to attack. One thing we can't do is free them. But what we can do is we can actually come up with something to make them think they're free, but actually they're still slaves to what we want them to think. Because let me ask you, all you guys out here, $1 million question. This is $1 million question right here. What would the world be if there was not a movie written by a woman and produced by transvestites called The Matrix? What if there wasn't a movie written by a woman and fucking directed by transvestites? Can somebody please tell me? What would the world be if there was no Matrix? Well, tell me, guys. I mean, what was just to think about this. What would the world be if the Matrix never came on? What would, yes, LL, there would be no red pill anything. But you see, the trick of the mind makes you think that you're actually free when you're not even free, because the only one that can unlock the chains that are enslaving your ass mentally is you. But every person that thinks, tells you you're free, they're just adding another chain on you, holding you back from who you are. Because, as I said before, nobody wants you to be free in this game. Freedom means something that they don't want you to have. Freedom means that you are something women want to fuck. That's freedom, but they don't want you to have that. Women don't want you to have that. Women don't want you to be men, because being a man means that she's got to submit to you. Being a man means she's going to be fucking attracted to you, even if she's not attracted to you. Being free means that you have total control over your life. Being free means that you will always be influenced by the man in the mirror versus the male in the window. They don't want you to be free. They don't want you to see the world and win, because just like how they do with medicine, they don't want you to know medicine and secrets of medicine. Because the medicine companies will wipe people out. As soon as a guy says, hey, look, I know the cure to this, he's gone. Listen, we're not here, and I just want to say this. I'm not here to disrupt what's going on. Because let me tell you the truth, because where I was from and where I learned from, they want you this way. They love it. They want you to keep watching the theory, because they know they're going to take your wives, your girlfriends. They listen, they're like this, and it's fucked up, but when you're the bottom of the totem pole, everybody's feeding off of you, and you don't even think about it. You don't even know it. Everybody's feeding off of you. The marketers, the advertisers, women are feeding off of you. The guys in theory, and guess what? Guys like me, I'm not going to lie, guys like me are feeding off of you. Because I'm not buying her a dinner. That's your job. Your job is to kiss her ass. Your job is to be afraid of her. Your job is to walk on eggshells and beat around the bush. Your job is to get her to like you enough, but not want you, but like you enough to date you for a little while, maybe be engaged, marry you, get all that shit that you want to do. You're our worker. You're working for everybody else. You don't see it. You're working for the marketers, because you're the one that's going to buy the dinners, the drinks. You're the one that's going to kiss her ass. Every kiss begins with K. You're the one that's going to buy her the gifts and all that other stuff. You're the one that is going to keep these guys that teach theory going, because you're going to continue to listen to guys that tell you that it's not your fault and it's everybody's fault. Everybody's feeding off of you. Then when you're doing that, you're marking yourself for the women, because you don't know what to do in any situation, because you're not solution-based. You're problematic, and problematic people do not win. Let me see here. Let me get to some of these. Guys, got a question? Put a Q in there. Guys, you can call in. We got you. Thank you, Jay Johnson. I appreciate that, man. Great. J98, what are the different things that I can do to be a better leader in relationships in my life? Well, the first thing you have to do, J98, is stop wanting relationships. That's the part. That's how they get y'all motherfuckers, man. That's how they get y'all. How does one even fathom to have relationships when he doesn't have a relationship with his fucking self? I'm gonna slow it down. I think I went too fast on that one. How can you have a relationship? Because they don't want you to know this. How can you have a relationship when you don't even have a relationship with yourself? You don't even know you. Some of you don't even like yourselves. Some of you don't even fucking love yourselves. So how can you even have a relationship with self when you hate the motherfucker in the mirror? When you don't believe in the guy in the mirror? How can you have a relationship? You can't, brother. You can't. You can't, because you can't be a leader in anything if you cannot lead yourself, young man. But they don't want to tell you that. And I know I don't want you to seem I'm the bearer of bad news, but let's just be honest. You are what you are, man. You are what you are. Nobody wants you to win. And I'm trying to tell you, they don't want you to be, guys, the most dangerous motherfucker. The most dangerous motherfucker to the world, especially to women, is a free thinker. A free thinker in a single or a single-minded man, what makes him dangerous is that he doesn't play by society rules. He just doesn't. That's what draws the women in. That's the mystery. He doesn't play by the rules of she's beautiful, I got to kiss her ass. I'm not good enough, so I need to take her to dinner. No. He's not thinking that. The free thinker doesn't believe in destiny. He doesn't believe in luck. He doesn't believe in chance. The motherfucker believes in himself. That's the dangerous one. That's the one women don't want you to be. You see, when you're the person that realizes luck has nothing to do with your success, you have everything to do with it. They don't want you to know that. Hey, listen, they don't want you to know the secret to them giving up the ass. That's why, if you notice, do you notice that they're allowing all this stuff to just keep going on and they're not stopping it whatsoever? Why do you think that? Because women are like this. We can't let the average guy know that he's got a power over us once he finds power in himself. Once he realizes, you know what? That he goes for what he wants. He is who he is. That's the triggering thing, even in nature, to drive the women to the alpha, even in nature. It's the secret that nobody wants to tell you. So what they rather do is say, you know what? Look. We got to keep feeding this guy and chaining him to make him think that he rarely gets what he feels like he deserves. We got to keep him thinking that he has no control over his life. We got to keep them focused on something. Okay, all right, we know their minds are not that fucking good and that their minds are not that great, so we got to keep transitioning. All right, we got to play wordplay. We got to play wordplay. And guys, let me explain wordplay to you guys. Back in the late 70s and maybe the 60s, when you look at wrestling used to be territories, okay? They used to have different territories of wrestling. So what happened was this man named Vincent K. McMahon Sr., what he did was is he brought all these territories together. But then he had to figure out, how do I sell these wrestlers to the wrestling fans? So in order to do that, we must create what is called kayfabe. Now look that up. It's very important. We got to create kayfabe. So what we got to create is we got to create a guy. Now, if he's a good guy, we got to make sure that everybody believes that when he's done wrestling, he fucking feeds the homeless. He's a good guy. He rescues little cats out of trees. He's a hero. And then the villain, what we've got to do is we got to make sure that he comes from parts unknown and he's bad and he kicks cats and he's bad. And when he's done wrestling, he does all this bad stuff. We must create a kayfabe world that the viewer believes that what he sees on TV, i.e. YouTube, is really that person. Is really that person. And then in the 90s, they came up with this thing because the Attitude Era. See, they started taking more marketing because marketing jingles. Now, jingles have always been connected to us because when you see or hear a jingle, you know it. Sometimes you'll sing the jingle and all that stuff. You feel like you're one with the jingle. So what they decided to add on top of the kayfabe is we've got to market words and phrases. So what they did with a guy named Rocky Johnson or Rocky Maivia, I think it's Rocky Maivia, really Rock, the Rock, they gave him, and when he turned into the Rock, he used a line, if you smell la 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 what the Rock is cooking. They made sure when he said, he just started the sentence, and when the crowd replied, they felt like they were a part of the Rock's life. So when Rock said, if you smell what the, and the crowd would say, the Rock is cooking. Or when Stone Cold says, because Stone Cold, and everybody said, Stone Cold said so. They felt a connection with that said individual. Now, this is all important, gentlemen, because I'm connecting some dots. What's happening right now on YouTube is you have a kayfabe. You've got a bunch of guys who are actually not dating coaches. Oh, I've seen it all. I kind of talk about that in the beginning of the book. I'll break that. I can't talk about it right now, but I've seen it all. And I'm going to tell you what I saw. But I got to see a lot of kayfabe, a lot of guys that portray that they're men, portray that they get women, portray that they live in the life. But how do they show you they're living the life? Because they know that you think, or you actually going to believe that if you see it, it's true. Just like an infomercial. See, they know they hire these things called actors to portray a role to sell a product, but the viewer doesn't look at, this is an actor playing a role. They look at the product and saying, wow, look how that product changed that person. And if that product can change that person, then that product can change me. But see, you're not supposed to. See, you guys are not supposed to know this. You guys are not supposed to know this. What you guys are supposed to know is that it's true. It's true. It's real. Because look. The guy, even, listen, they did it even with rap music. You know, look, let me tell you what they do with the rap music. What they do is they either get Cuban zirconia or they hire or rent jewelry. They hire women. They rent a mansion and rent vehicles. And they put it all together. And they have the women dancing, and all they do with fake dollar bills is just throwing that fucking money around. And you, the viewer, looks at them and says, oh, my God, that rapper has it all. He's got the money. He's got the women. He's got the lifestyle. He's got the house. And you don't understand the kayfabe that they got you guys thinking, that you think that that guy actually lives that way. You actually think that y'all, the guys are living that way. So what the PUAs used to do was the squeeze page where they would say, hey, I used to be like you. I used to be a loser. I couldn't get women. And then I took this magical this, or I did this magical thing, and look at me. I'm around a bunch of women, and you can be with women right now for the mere price of $200. Oh, but wait, just like TV shows. But wait, if you act right now, we'll slash the prices. And on top of that, you're going to get a bonus, boom, 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 boom. And you know what they used to do back in the day? They ate it up. Now, I know y'all saying, but wait, those guys back in the day, what about now? This is what they're doing right now to you in the theater of your mind. I'm going to connect all this. What they are doing is, for some of these guys out there, they're regurgitating something somebody else came up with. But what they're doing is they are buying a lifestyle. You have, listen, when you do the things that a lot of these guys are doing with video cameras on the said street, gentlemen, look it up. And I tell you, do not believe me. Please look up express written consent. Don't believe me. Look it up yourself. Because if the person does not sign a waiver giving permission to have their likeness aired on TV, then they're going to have to blur their face so they can't use that person. Because that person can turn around and sue them for that. Because you didn't have permission to use my likeness. But see, y'all didn't see that, because what y'all see is, oh man, look at him. Look, he's driving in a nice car and he's coming out of a helicopter. Wow. And look at all the women on him, and they rent, and he's on a boat with women and all this stuff. I mean, you see all this flash and all this other stuff, but then the motherfucker gets on the microphone and is like,
hey, hi. You know, you gotta be a high value man. And y'all like, whoa. Oh my God.
And let me show you the oh my God, because it's starting now. Think about the transition. Started with MedTap. Oh my God. I understand. I can't be with women. I got to learn to go my own way. I don't know where the fuck I'm going, but somebody told me I got to go my own way. Wait a second. What's the next kayfabe word? Okay. All right, guys. Hold on. What are the marketers doing? They're looking at the book. They're grabbing their book. All right. Shit. We got meta. Hey, look, we ain't got much time. We got to come up with something new. What's that? Responsible? No. Purpose? Hey. All right, I got one. Marketing team. What about use be on your purpose? Because that way it could be a great kayfabe catchword that we can teach them to regurgitate. It connects to the meta. Let's do it. YouTuber, this is what we want you to do now. I know they're kind of getting not really into the MedTown thing, but we need to push the agenda and kind of transition from MedTown to pushing purpose. Can we please push purpose? Oh, sure. Okay. Hey guys, you know, the only way that you're going to win is be on your purpose. And how do they get you? Because what do y'all regurgitate all the time? Well, hey, I'm got to be on my purpose. It's like they got you mimicking like you're fucking lapdogs, and you don't even realize the joke is on you. The joke is on you. And then in 2011, oh boy, this winner right here. Woo-hoo-hoo, boy, this winner right here. Let me pull him up. Hold on a second. Let's see. Let me show you this. Let me show you the winner. Okay. So in 2011, the year of our Lord, 2011. Hold on a second. Let me shit. Hold on. Here we go. Gentlemen. In the year of our Lord, 2011. Now, MedTown was going, being on your purpose was going, but then in 2011, this winner, this look, he's a winner. This winner, oh boy, is he a ladies' man? Woohoo! He's a ladies' man. 2011. This ladies' man went on to Reddit and saw an article that was written by some Chinese man back in 2003 about this new thing called semen retention. Holy shit, that's a good one. All right, so we can transfer and move to no purpose. We can push semen retention because these guys actually think by not jerking off, they're going to hold a kind of power over women. You know what? That's what we're going to do. But we got to give it a name. We just can't use semen retention. Semen retention is not something that's a catchphrase word that the average human male is not going to accept. So let's give it a name. No pap. No sap. Nah, no dap. No cap? Nah, no fap. No fap. No fap. No fap. No fap. No fap. Okay. Let's get out there and get everybody to regurgitate the word. And what did you see on YouTube? Semen retention. No fap. No fap does this. And no fap does that. And no fap. Now, while that was still going on, oh my God, look, okay, we got to keep going because we got to keep feeding these motherfucking losers. How about telling these guys that they've got to get their status up, but what, you know what, why don't we say money, get their status, clothes, cars, and money. And what we need to do is we need to show guys who have clothes, cars, and money, and then we need to get a bunch of women. So let's go ahead and kayfabe this. Let's go ahead and rent a car out. Let's go ahead and get these losers inside that car, and let's get these guys have women. Now remember, just like on TV, if you watch a Budweiser commercial, why do you think they have beautiful women versus fat women? Because they actually want you to think that if you buy that beer, that you're going to get a woman like that. But you don't see that because that's how the mind works. You're the mark. You understand? You're the mark. So, but even before that, I mean, the greatest commercial of all time was somebody that figured out, you know what? I need to sell my spray. Marketing team, can you help me out, please? The spray is called Axe Spray. I just don't know how to sell it. I want to sell. It's got like some pheromones in there. Is there helping it? I got an idea. Why don't we do this? Why don't we empty out the street, okay? We'll put an average guy in there because, see, most average white males are going to follow average white men because they think they're really them. And then here's the best part about it. You spray the spray on the guy, and then we will have women coming out of the sewers, coming out of the stores, and ripping his clothes off. And you know what? People are going to watch that, and not only buy the spray, we can sell soap, we can sell Axe Spray cologne, and we can sell Axe Spray this and Axe Spray that, because they are under the impression that they're actually going to get a woman by spraying this shit on their bodies. On their bodies. Gentlemen, kayfabe. And all these things that I'm telling you is why the theater in your mind, why is it I am not growing? Why is it I am not growing as a man? Guys, I want to call in. The lines are open. But why is it I'm not growing as a motherfucking man? And we're going to do solutions. Don't worry. We got you. But you have to understand where you're at, and you got to be honest with yourself. You've got to be honest with yourself in order to do that. Because see, what you don't understand is how the mind works. How the mind here, okay, let me show you again. This is the perfect analogy of everything I'm saying. Because when you hear this, and if you haven't heard it before, you'll understand. But if you're new to hearing this, it might have a light bulb moment for you. Have you ever asked yourself, when I see a beautiful woman that has a nice body and she's sexy, and ooh, I want to get that ass, why is it that I feel anxiety? Why do I feel butterflies? Why do I feel nervous? Why do I hear a voice telling me that I'm not good enough? All right. Okay. All right. But here should be the light bulb moment. Why isn't that voice and that feeling, because remember, the voice in the, that voice is preventing you from talking to that woman. He's preventing you from talking to that woman. But why is it when you go on YouTube and you're watching bullshit, not only do you not feel anything, why is it that the voice in your head keeps pushing you down that rabbit hole? Oh, my God. We got to keep going. We got to understand what color pill you are. We got to learn plates. We got to learn nature, female nature. We've got to learn all these things. But isn't it odd that he never says we got to learn you? But wait, I just, wait. No, hold on. I want y'all to, I'm going to slow it down again because I'm the only one saying this. So let me go and put the marker on this motherfucker. I'm the only one saying this. Nobody's ever questioned you like this before. And I'm going to ask you again. Just for you, this hopefully is for some of you, it might free you, but most of you won't see it. Why is it when you see a woman that you want to get at, why is he stopping you from doing it? Why do you feel those things you feel when you see that woman, whether she's online or offline? Why do you feel those things? And then why is he always telling you you're not good enough? You're too short. You're ugly. She will never like a guy like you. She likes guys that are tall and muscular. She won't like you. You don't have a chance. Now think about that. Why is he saying to stop trying to talk to a woman, but yet, oh, he's got the pom-poms. Oh, yeah. Oh, rational males and hypergamy and female name. Whoa, new word. Hey, there's a new word. Hey, look, hey, they came up with a new word. No, it's no more no fap. Look, new word, high value man. We got a brand new, oh my God, we get to use a brand new word. We get to use high value man. Let's keep watching. And oh my God, look, yes, it's the tree's fault. And you're absolutely right. It's the tree's fault, the cloud's fault, it's the grass's fault, it's the insect's fault. You're absolutely right. You know what? Wow, after we get done with this, let's watch another one. And let's watch another one. And you don't even see what's happening to you. You don't even say, and again, yes, true. That's good. Yeah, true. That's it, brother. I don't want you to believe. Listen, gentlemen, do not believe me. I want you to take a moment and see what the fuck I'm saying. Look, all you got to do is be honest with yourself. But this is the million-dollar question that you must ask yourself. Why is it when I want something for myself, he tells me not to do it? He's supposed to be my friend. He's supposed to have me covered. But yet, he's telling me I'm not good enough. I'm too short, too ugly, don't have enough money. She's not going to like someone like me. Why is he always stopping me from getting what I want? But yet, when I jump on YouTube, oh, my God, look at the subscriber count of that guy. He must really know what he's talking about. Let's subscribe. Wow. What color pill are you? Are we orange or blue or pink or green? What are we? Wow, I got this idea. A manosphere. Let's join a black manosphere, a white manosphere, a green one, a gray one, a blue one. Let's just come up with something and be a part of somebody. Let's be a part of the group. Man, look. Hey, buddy, look. You're not alone. Look, I'm doing you a favor. I'm placing you in a group of other men. And in that group, we're going to worry about other men. We're going to talk about other men. We're going to ask questions about other men. That's the fall, but hey, guess what? You're not alone because you know what? I got your back. That's what he's saying. He's saying that you know what? I got your back. You know what? There's no one else that loves you like me. I got your back. Don't worry about those women. What we need to do is we need to focus on, because how dare somebody try to say it's our fault? It's not our fault. It's her fault. How dare she say no to me? You don't need to work on yourself. Who wants to work on itself? I mean, look at him. He doesn't know anything about the game. Where are his receipts? Look, the guy we're following, look at his receipts. Oh, my God. You remember when he was on the yacht on the coast of Spain with all those women? Remember? Look at those receipts. What? That was real. He knows what he's talking about. And look, he even actually gave us a new word. Come on, let's practice it. High value man. Come on, say it. You're a high value man. See that? You don't need women. All you need to do is trust me, because I'm going to make sure that I'm going to get us exactly where we need to go. And gentlemen, it's not, I'm telling you, this is how it is. This is how it is, man. And it's sad. It's sad. All right. Question. Is this side of me even consistently aware? Is this the side of me even consistently aware like I am? Well, you're not aware. Okay. You unfortunately, okay. We're getting to the movie part. Okay. See, because you believe him, he tells you every day, why don't we, all right, is it time to watch a movie? Let's go watch our movie. We got to keep you conformed. Let's go watch the movie, because you're not good enough. Look at you. Oh, yeah. Hey, you know what? Don't worry about it. I've got the remedy. Hey, man, that new 21-year-old kid just came out with a brand new YouTube. It's going to make us feel better. Let's not dwell on it. I got you. Let's go ahead and watch the video. And I promise you, by the time the video's over, you're going to feel good about yourself, because you're going to learn it's not your fault. It's her fault. How dare her say no to us? But yet, you can't see it, gentlemen. I know a lot of y'all think I'm making this shit up. You can't see it. But the beautiful thing about the game is that you're not supposed to see it, gentlemen. You're not supposed to see it. And right now for a lot of you guys, you know what he's telling you? You know what he's telling you right now? You know what he's telling you? He's saying, you know what? Fuck that black motherfucker. That motherfucker don't know what he's talking about. I mean, look at him. Motherfucker's been married for so long. What does he know about the game? The game has changed. Women are different. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Don't listen to him. Let's go. Hey, look. The guy that just got back off the coast of Spain is about to do a show. We got to watch him. Come on. Let's check him out. You don't want to listen to this guy. Look at him. He's black. He's short. He's old. He's ugly. He doesn't get women. What does he know? He's got the nerve to try to tell us that we got to work on ourselves. We're fine. We're not the problem. They're the problem. So let's get away from this guy, because this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. And that's what you guys do all the time, gentlemen. All the time. And yet you don't realize what you're doing. And hey, look, is it too late? No, it's not too late. It's never too late. Because it, your mind, marketers, advertisers, women, these guys spitting out all this theory, and I'm going to be honest, even men, they don't want you to, nobody wants you to be free. Nobody wants you to be free. Because becoming a free thinker means none of them have power over you. None of them have power over you. Why do you think men are left alone in this world? Why do you think the powers that be don't really fuck with men? You want to know why? Because we're such a small minority that we're not putting a dent in the marketing, the economy. We're not putting a dent in there. So the powers that be are saying, fine, let them play with their toys. All right, they're free thinkers. Let them go smash women and have their thing. We can't touch them. anything like that. You know, we'll leave him alone. But we have to make sure that we lock in. See, most of you guys, and I hate using the word slave, but most of you guys are slave to your mind. You are a slave to your mind. You are a slave to the kayfabe of the guys that say that I have game, but yet they're telling you to do everything outside of yourself versus telling you to be about yourself. Nobody wants you, gentlemen, to be free. To be free. And I'm telling you, even the motherfuckers in the society that I was in, they don't want you to be free. They think about a world in which you have an advantage over everybody when you walk out your door because you stand on like a sore thumb because you're a free thinker. See, there was a movie in the 80s with Roddy Piper. Was it in the 90s? I think it was in the 90s, late early 90s or 80s, called They Live. And even though they walk amongst us in this movie, you had to wear glasses to see the aliens because everybody was dressing up alike. You couldn't tell one from the other. But what I'm saying to you that most of you guys don't understand is that women don't want you to be free. A free man is going to get sex. A free man is going to get women. A free man, she has no power over a free thinker, which drives her to want to be with that free thinker, okay? But what you guys don't understand, even in that fucking fake-ass Matrix movie, you're the battery. Hey, at least they made a truth about that shit. You're just a cog in the wheel that keeps the economy going. That is your job. Your job is to put money into the pockets of YouTube because YouTube realized, you know what, man, you know, the truth. People don't want to know the truth. People don't want to accept the truth. They don't want to know the truth. So they rather live a comfortable lie. And the comfortable lie is in that movie theater that drives you to lying to yourself every day. You actually think women have changed? What the fuck? What changed about a woman? Oh, Steve, they just don't talk to guys like me. Guy, what is a guy like you? Well, a guy like me, a guy that doesn't have direction, a guy that me is not assertive, a guy like me that makes excuses and stuff. They don't. Well, why? But wait a second. Why should she? Why should she? I ask you, why should she? She's not supposed to. But yes. But they will. Because let me tell you something about the female. They will hunt your fucking ass down and they will get all your resources and go to the next sucker. I told you guys, I've always told you. You watch the Jennifer Lopez movie when she was a stripper, running none but game on these guys, just like how women are doing it today. Why do you think OnlyFans or Fans Only was so big? Before, remember, Backpage was big. Why were those things big? Because they knew the average guy who doesn't have a sense of self will always be operated off of the thirst and hunger and desperation for a woman. And he will be willing. Remember, I told you guys. Remember that movie I told you about in 2011? Because I've been doing it for a while. Remember I told you, sex, lies, and rinse and guys. Remember I told you about that. Write it down. Sex, lies, and rinsing guys. And what you will see in that movie, Sex, Lies, and Rinsing Guys, the women just went, I think they just put it on, it was on Amazon or they did it through Skype. All they did was list the shit that they wanted, and guys would just buy it off of general principle. They would just list them. They would just list. I want shoes, I want purse, I want this, I want that, I want all these things. And these guys would just buy it and not get a whiff. But you know what? Those women were fucking men for free. See, that's the secret. See, unfortunately, the way the world is working, you, the average guy, you got to pay for it. You got to, because you are chained in a slave to the victim side of you, you have got to pay the toll. And the toll is the dinner. The toll is kissing her ass. The toll is bending over backwards. You got to pay the toll, but you don't get the pussy. And if she gives it to you, it's only a control mechanism because she's not really one. See, what y'all got to understand, women are smart enough to know, okay, you know what? I can give up 3 minutes of sex with this guy and I can get lavish dinners. I can get lavish clothes. He'll buy me the new phone and the bills. And I just got to give up 3 minutes of, all right, I'll do that shit. Let's get it over with. Y'all don't even see that stuff. She's just sitting there saying, okay, hurry up. Yes, it's so good. It's so good. Hurry. Okay, he's done. Ugh. And y'all don't see it. Y'all don't see it. But remember, gentlemen, in the game, you're not supposed to see this because the movie in your mind, and we're going to solve it. We're going to talk about it, but we got to get to this. See, the thing is, okay, how you think about yourself when you walk into your theater, because every one of you have a theater. And let me explain your theater to you. We're gonna get a little more deeper into your theater. Your first room of your theater are the theater of your thoughts and your feelings of how you think about yourself. That's theater number one. But sometimes you will go into theater number two. Theater number two is past. It's past memories. It's Christmas with your parents. It's Halloween. It's that. It's those fun moments and things like that. You will go between theater one and theater two. Theater one will give you past thoughts. Like if you smell like certain kind of a cookie, it'll put you in a theater of, I remember when I was small, my mother used to make these cookies. I like to drive through my old neighborhood and reminisce about the old times. So theater number two is a theater in which you revisit good memories and sometimes bad memories. I'm not going to say it's always going to be good, but you're never in that theater. You don't live in that theater. You will graze in that theater because all the time we're thinking and we have thoughts and we think about our past, whether they're good or they're bad thoughts. But the theater that you're in a IMAX, like fucking 8K theater, number one. And that theater, okay, is making you think that your thoughts are going to be played like a movie in your mind, okay? Because what it wants to do is it wants to keep you held down to make, see, nobody wants you to know the truth. Now, they will, you know what's so funny about the world? The world has a funny way of trying to see if you're ready to break free by reading between the lines. They will always give you man movies. They always do it. And if you notice in all these man movies, these guys don't act like you at all. They're free thinkers. But they write those in because they got to write about us. They write about us. I mean, they make great tall tales about us and how we shoot a bunch of guys and how we live the life and we're smashing women. That life is real. Now, I'm not saying the shooting the guys or other stuff, but what your mind does is, as far as processing information, gentlemen, processing information, it knows that most of you guys out there cannot process information fast enough. And a lot of you guys believe what you see, okay? You believe what you see, okay? All right? Hold on, let me see here. What are y'all talking about a coworker? Did I miss a question? Let me see if I hit it, missed a question. I see y'all talking about a coworker or some shit. I don't know what the fuck y'all, let me see if I missed a question. All right, I think I didn't miss a question, so I'll continue. Okay, y'all are talking amongst yourselves. All right, I thought it was a question I missed. All right, guys, y'all want to call in y'all number? You got a question, put a Q in there. I got you. So anyway, but what you've got to do, and I want to solve this, but there's so many obstacles one must understand before totally becoming free. He doesn't want you to be free. God damn it, you might as well be a slave on a fucking plantation. He doesn't want you to escape. You cannot escape. You listen, nobody wants you to escape. Escaping means you begin to do the thing that you've never done before. It's called the shots. What they call a shot caller, but they don't want you to do that. But what I'm saying to you, I am not putting a gun to your head. I'm not going to beg you. All I do is put the weapons on the table. I don't ask you to be more than what you can do, but I'm just letting you know how the process works. See, gentlemen, I've always said to you that I want you to continue to go into the first movie because I want you to be a third point of view to see you going into the movie and realizing that you are the only one, not me, not my chat room dogs, not those that's listening. Nobody can stop you from going in there. But what I can do is let you see a different perspective while you're going in there. You see, gentlemen, it's one thing to go into that theater, sit and watch this movie that I'm no good, I'm ugly, I'm not good enough, I'm scared, I'm going to lose her, I'm going to win her, I don't know if I'm going to do it. You can watch that all day, but what I'm trying to get you to see that he doesn't want you to see is that you don't realize before you even walk in that theater, you're the one that chooses the time that you go watch the movie. You are the one that buys the ticket that goes into the theater. You are the one that chooses to sit where you want to sit in that theater, meaning that even though the theater is there, you have the power of going in that room. But I cannot stop you from doing this. See, remember, this is the thing that gets the women. See, nobody can affect this unless it has you open to believing what people are telling you. Let me show you how it works. When you say to yourself, I'm a level 5 guy, or I'm red pill, or I'm on my purpose, I'm a high value man, it just playing with words. SYSBM, no fap this, I'm no fap Joe, and all this other stuff. You gotta understand he can never be saved. He is so deeply in it. It's kind of like, remember Lawrence Fishburne's movie, was a Deep Cover? He was a police officer, but he became a gangster, and he started believing that he was that motherfucker. It's the same thing. So many of you guys are so in love and in lust with the words and the phrases that you love those things and that person regurgitating those things more than you love the man in the mirror. So you will always be a part of that cult that you're in. And I hate to say that, but that's why I tell you guys out there that everybody can't win. Please understand this. Everybody's not supposed to win. Remember, everybody can't make the football team. Everybody can't make the basketball team. Everybody can't get the job. Everybody is how it works. Everybody can't win. And women do not want you to be a free thinker. Because what a free thinker does is the thing that turns her on. A free thinker, man, a free thinker, it knows, like I even talked about yesterday's show. The thing that makes the women want to fuck the free thinker, thing that makes people want to be around the free thinker is the thing about the free thinker is that he holds the power. He's king. He hold, He has the control, not of the world, but he has the control of the world inside of himself and how he moves in the world. Remember, gentlemen, and I'm not trying to get deep, but I'm just gonna give you an idea, because I want y'all to understand, because y'all, I know it's gonna sound crazy about what I want to say, but right now we are living in two simultaneous worlds right now, and I will explain it. Just follow me along. If you don't believe me, just go out your side, go out your door, and kick an anthill. But anyway, we're living in two different worlds right now. We're living in the world that we live in as men, but we're also living in the world of nature. We're two things right now moving in the same direction. It is the world we're living in right now, and then there's nature. That means all them fucking animals, birds, bees, mammals, all of nature. They're not in our world, and we're not in their world, but our worlds are moving together. We're two different worlds, because nature only moves off of the strong and the weak. That's how nature moves. Nature doesn't go on a computer. It doesn't go on Facebook or Instagram. It just moves. It just moves. But we are in the same realm with nature, but we're not a part of it. Nature is nature, and we're ourselves. So we're moving in two different worlds right now. But you guys don't know, there's a third one that you understand, because there is the world that we're living in, where you believe that, you know, you can achieve anything because somebody told you to, or you go to church and pray to your lords and your gods and think that you're going to this fictional place called heaven. Or if you believe that shit, that's that world. I mean, that's in this bubble that we're in right now. It's a bubble of influence. It's a bubble of, you've got to be a sheep. You got to follow the herd. You know, you can't be mean to anybody. Everybody's got to be nice. So we have nature. That's number one, nature that just moves. Hey, hell, we can even go to the fourth. Wait, let's go to the first one. The first one is weather. Okay, let's look at the weather. Weather is the first one. That means weather is just happening. We can't, no control of it whatsoever. When it's time to rain, it's going to rain. Time to snow, we have no control of that. We're living in that. That's number one. The second one is nature. Nature is moving. So nature is all about hunter prey. That's all it's about, right? The one we're in right now is everybody's a winner. You know, let's not be mean. Kumbaya. Don't be mean to anybody. Let's lie, manipulate these guys into doing what they want to do. So that's the third one. Now, we look at the fourth one that y'all are not a privy to. Only some of y'all, but some of us are. But the fourth one is the one that they don't want you to know about, because even though the fourth one is in all three of those things, the fourth one is in his own fucking world that is inside of where we're at right now, beside nature and in weather. Y'all see, I know I sound crazy. Oh, wait. If y'all don't understand, I'll slow it down. But do y'all understand what I'm saying? I hope that I didn't go over your heads with that, because if you don't believe me, I'm telling you, let's take it one at a time. You don't have control over the weather. The weather moves how it moves. You have no control over it. It does, and it moves, and it does what it wants to do. Okay. It does what it wants to do. That's the weather. Okay. That means when you walk out your side, and if it's cold, that you can't say, hey, weatherman, you bring it, make it hot. It don't work that way. The weather moves the way it's supposed to move. We have no control over it, okay? That's number one, okay? Number two is nature. I'm talking about birds, bees, trees, mammals. I'm talking about whales, sharks, lions, giraffes, hyenas, deers, I mean, just nature. They are number two because they move based off of alpha and beta. That's it. Predator and prey. That's it. That's how they move. They everything is based on structure of the strong run shit. The motherfucking weak are the ones that's gonna get ran the fuck over, okay? Right, LL is kind of like the food chain. Yes, absolutely. So, got one and two. Now, we've got this one right here that we're in where you actually think that watching a loser on YouTube is going to make you a man. You actually think that if I buy this beer, if I drive this car, if I put on these clothes, that I'm going to be a man and I'm going to get women. You believe in what, you know, we all used to believe in Santa Claus. And again, I'm not here to bust your religion, but you believe your religion, but y'all believe in the fairy tale. Y'all go ahead. Y'all believe in the heaven and the God, and y'all believe in the heaven. Y'all believe in all this stuff. Yeah, I'm not trying to stop. I'm just saying that you're in this thing where you believe things that you have never seen before, but because somebody told you, you believe. Now, don't get me wrong. I was in there because I believed in that little fat motherfucker coming down my roof until that one day I went in my parents' closet and I'm like, hey, why the presents in here? My, there ain't no Santa Claus. So that was an eye-opener. But I'm just letting y'all guys know, okay? All right? I just want to let y'all guys know that I used to believe, just like you, and we all believed as little kids, right? We all believed that shit. But I was lucky enough to wake up. So where you are at now, let me explain something. For you guys right now, you're in number three, but you are part of one and two in three, okay? Because one and two and three are still moving in the same direction. There's no change. Regardless of what you are in this bubble, the weather will always do what it wants to do, and nature will always do what it wants to do, and you are always going to be told what to do in the third bubble. See, you're not free. You're free, but you're not free. Okay? You're free to get up, grab your keys. You're free to open the door. You're free to drive your car. You're free to buy and order things. You're free. You're free to do all that. But somebody's got to tell you how to think. Somebody's got to tell you what to think. Somebody's got to tell you who to pray to, who to vote for, and you know how they do it? Through this boob tube called the TV. I always tell y'all guys, if y'all really want to watch the truth is always, they always tell you the truth, but y'all don't see it. If you ever watch House of Cards, it tells you what they do in political, how the political game works. It's not about them caring about you. It's they want your vote by kissing a fucking few babies and lying to you, and you believe that shit. But they tell you that shit. If you watch any news shows on TV, they'll say, "Hey, we need a top story. We need the ratings. We got to find something." But again, I'm not gonna get that deep. But I'm just saying, in this third one, you are being told how to think, how to move, how to behave. So we're now to understand. Okay, now there. I just told you one, two, and three. All right. So one, two, and three. Now, please. I told you, don't believe me. But I just want you to think this through for a second and see, and I'm not wrong here. The weather is uncontrollable. Nature does what it does. And we're in a place right now where everybody's a winner. Everybody gets a trophy. You know, we're coming up with catchphrases, catchwords, kayfabe. You're being told who to vote for, who to pray to. You're being told how to move, how to think. If we want to scare you, we'll come up with a fucking disease to control the narrative, to get more money. You know, it's fear-based. You know, if somebody shoots a school up in the moon, that they'll close the store, everything. Because they know how to control the one that's not free here. And in that free bubble is the economy, if you're looking at it, that says, okay, we've got to keep these guys declawed and defanged. They cannot be free. They cannot know that they're allowed to be free. They can't know about number four. They can know about the weather. They can know about nature, because we'll put that on Discovery Channel. We'll have the Weather Channel. They can know about these things. But we must keep telling them to keep going into theater number one. They cannot realize that they have a power to purchase the tickets, purchase the time, purchase where they sit, and also purchase what theater they go into. They're not supposed to do that. We cannot allow them to do that, because if they realize that they have a power in themselves. Who the fuck can stop them? But we can't do that. We cannot do that at all, okay? All right? We cannot do that at all. So let me check the – guys, you got a question, put a Q in there. If y'all want to call in, I got you on the calls. I'm here for you guys. If I'm going too fast, ask a question or something if you feel like I'm going too fast. But I'm trying to get you men out here to understand the theater and how this works, okay? You're not supposed to think. You're supposed to feel like a victim because that's what see, I tell you guys, and I don't want to get too deep in this. Y'all think women really actually y'all guys think, well, they were taught, just like history. You know how history teaches us that, you know, there was this Columbus and he discovered America, and you know, they were not really like, you know, you watch these Jesus movies with all these white people in a black land. I mean, they want y'all to believe all that stuff, you know, pray to a white Jesus, all that. They want you to, I'm not gonna get into all that. But what I'm trying to get y'all to see is that they actually want you not to even think or have a thought. They don't want you to think at all. They want to tell you what to do. They want to tell you how to move. They want to tell you how to think. Because we want to use fear-based, rejection, fear-based, her turning you down, fear-based, you not getting a relationship, fear-based. They will push fear all the time. They will use fear tactics to hold you where you're at because you actually believe the story. Remember, gentlemen, we're nothing but, or you are nothing but, handed down stories from one generation to the next. That's why you pray the way you pray, because somewhere down your fucking ancestry, some motherfucker figured out some type of goddamn religion and passed that shit all the way down to you, and you are following what your parents are telling you to do, just like the same ones that told you to believe in Santa Claus. It was a fucking lie to you. But what you don't understand is that most of you guys think, even in history, you guys actually think women, and I hate to give women credit, but I want to show you how cold women are. You think women tried to get voting rights. That was the front. You actually think that these women were fighting to be able to vote? Man, it was a bigger plan, and it has come to fruition. See, they were thinking 10 moves ahead. See, remember I told you about beautiful thing about magic. Magic is all about misdirection. I want you to look at my left hand on this side, but the real trick is behind you. You can't even see that. But see, what you understand is this. They wanted to push voting and all the other stuff. But what you don't see is that, you know what? We can have the next senator, the next congressman, and the next president. We can bear these people out and indoctrinate these motherfuckers the way we want to, where then we can put them in a higher position to pass our bills and our laws. Now, remember, that let them think we want to vote. Oh, I want to vote. Let's walk. Let's march. Let's hold up a sign. We want to vote. Women power. Women should have rights to vote. And all this time, there was a bigger picture of, because if you look at the Senate and you look at the laws and everything right now, who do the laws favor? Now, there was one time they didn't favor them. But who do they favor right now? Everything favors the woman. And you don't realize that all the congressmen and all these senators and all these motherfuckers, they were born from somebody that indoctrinated them. It's like those gangster movies where they have somebody try to be a police officer, even though they work for the mob. So the person will go through school. They'll become a police officer, a detective, and all that other stuff. But technically, they're really working for the mob. They go in straight-laced, but yet, and there have been movies that show you that, but y'all don't see that shit. They're in the police force, but they're actually working for the mob. It's just a planet somebody. So what you understand is we're in a world right now. So we're in, this is the third bubble. That's what I'm trying to say. All you guys, yeah, a sleeper agent. Yes, Mark, thank you. a sleeper. But see, this, what you don't understand is every sleeper agent that you see right now in the Senate, in the government, came from a mother that pushed an agenda to their child at a young age to get them to want to, I want to take care of mommy. I love mommy. I want to make sure I'm going to take care of you, mommy. I'm going to make sure I'm going to get that position, and I'm going to change some laws, not for you, mommy, but for women. But y'all didn't see that. I mean, I'm just showing y'all a little bit of game. You mentioned that I should take, said action to my Senate to make a law. But if my Senate comes out 50-50 yays and nays, then you don't do it. Believer, you don't do it. It's got to be a majority rule. But see, that means the marketing team, you haven't marketed yourself enough to pass that law. Because if you're 50-50, then you got to go back. You got to go back for recount, or you got to wait and do it later. But you just don't move forward. You've got to have the vote to be able to make it a non-negotiable. And that means you're going to do it all the time. But we'll get to that in a second, because I'm going to show you this, okay? So what I'm saying to you guys right now, where we're in right now, that's bubble number 3. Again, don't believe me. I just want you to see it for yourselves. The weather, nature, and where we're in right now. But then there is the fourth one that most of you guys are not privy to, that I'm doing everything I can to bring you over to that one. Because, see, that one is a small group. That one, we're left alone. It's a small group of men, a very small group of men, that has power over all the other things, because he has power over himself. And he doesn't operate within the construct of the bubble that you are in right now. He doesn't play by these rules. I mean, the rules that you guys have said is that if you see a beautiful woman, you're just not good enough. If you see a pretty woman, you don't know what to do. If you see a pretty woman, you're supposed to tell yourself you're no good. You see a pretty woman, you're not supposed to talk to her. You see a pretty woman, you're supposed to throw pickup lines and gimmicks and tricks and lies and manipulation. So what I'm saying to you guys out there, okay? You guys out there, okay? No, wait. It's not supposed to make you mad at women. Okay, this is not to make you mad at women. It's just to have you understand that the opponent in which you're trying to dupe or manipulate, this is why they have the advantage over you, because they know what you are by how you think about yourself. I'm not saying this for you to get mad at women. I'm just giving you an example of how those that think in the fourth circle, realm, or whatever you want to call it, why they win. Because they do not play by the rules, not of nature, not of weather, but the rules that are going on right now. Because it's happening. It's all around us. It's all around us. You look around, there are always rules and all this other stuff, okay? I'm sorry, Steve, please don't answer the questions. I don't want nobody cutting off your mic. No. Listen. Hey, brother, I'm grazing. I'm not getting in depth because I'm about to move away from what I'm talking about. I'm about to move away from that. I'm not going to listen. I know how things work. I'm not trying to get people to see that. Okay. I'm just trying to show them that there is something going on that's bigger, but only a few will see that. Everybody's not supposed to know. I'm just saying, everyone's not supposed to know. But to continue, I appreciate what you're saying, big dog. But what I'm saying is, okay, then there is the next thing, okay? There's the next thing, okay? And like I said before, he's allowed to roam free because he does not put a dent or disrupt number 3. The economy works fine because he doesn't disrupt it. See, if you disrupt number 3, you're gone. Okay, you're gone. But see, everybody is under the umbrella of 3 because they are being told how to think. But number four is learning how to think for himself. Two totally different things. Again, like I told you, religion, your political affiliation, everything that you think you should be, you have been told or instructed by somebody to think that way. And most of you don't think, even though you actually think you're thinking for yourself, you're actually being told how to think, but you don't see what's going on because you're stuck in that theater. You're stuck in theater number one. You think it's actually happening. You actually think women have changed. You actually think you don't have a chance. You actually think women are special. You actually think women fucking walk on water or they fly or some shit. There's something that they have indoctrinated you with to make you actually think women are fucking special. That they just, they're so special that you just have this great fear. But you got to remember, gentlemen, what I'm trying to show you guys is that, remember, there is one thing in common with all that is driving, the driving force. And it's this right here. It's this person right here. Because this person says, don't make mom mad. You know, if mom doesn't want you to date out your race, you can't do it. Don't make mom mad. Don't make mom and dad mad. You better be a Republican. You better be a Democrat. You can't change. You can't be an independent. Don't make mom mad. You can't be an atheist. You better go to church and say your prayers like Hulk Hogan used to tell us and eat your vegetables and all that other bullshit. You're going to make people mad. Because you, my friend, don't want in a third realm, which is huge, you don't want to be judged. And everything in this third thing that I'm talking about are based off of judgments. We worry, or not we, but you guys in this realm are worried about what people think about you, or you are defined, or you think you're defined by a rejection, a no, or you're defined by a stranger that tells you you're not good enough. But the reinforcers in there are the movies, the theater. Theater number one. Theater number one has to keep running. Nobody's going to tell you about this. It has to keep running. It must, in order for De Beers and K Jewelers to go, the theater must run. Theater must run. It has to run. The commercials have to run. The guys giving through, everybody, everything has to be what it is right there, because it is set up for you to be a slave to whatever you fear, because it's formed to show you that you're not allowed to think. You can't think. I mean, oh my God. Hey, you got to remember the world is flat. I mean, God, you don't want to go to that edge. You go to the edge, you're falling. No. Don't go to the edge. Oh, we don't want you to fall. We don't want you to fall. You can go close to the edge, but you don't want to go to the edge because you're going to fall off the edge. Thank you. That's what they have a lot of you thinking when it comes to you growing and evolving. There is an edge that you will not go past because your mind, society, and all them fucking YouTubers, advertisers, and marketers have one job and one job only, and that is to keep you in theater number one and realize that you are exactly what you are. Poor me. Life isn't fair. Life isn't fair. Take a pill to make you feel better. Oh, you're depressed. Life isn't fair. Take another pill to make you feel good. Life isn't fair. Don't take a pill. Let's figure out what color pill you are. You see what I'm saying? You see how they're working you? It's like you're the puppet. And this is they're Geppetto pulling you along. But see, you're not supposed to know. Remember, I always tell you guys, there are things that you know. Then there are things that you don't know. Then there is what I'm talking about. There are things that you don't know that you don't even know. And that's how deep the game is. Because when you hear the Lucarios, the EOs, the 1950, the Zagas, the Miles, myself, tell you that you can get women even if you were in a cardboard box. Oh my God, we're better off telling you Bigfoot is real. You can't, you will believe more in Bigfoot and Sasquatch than you will believe the number four realm. I won't say realm. Let's just say number four bubble. Let's just say bubble, whatever it is. You can't believe number four because you would rather believe in fucking Martians in number three than believe that you can be a free thinker and get and have women. That's not true. That can't be true because, you know what? I can't get women because, you know, 4 weeks ago, I was talking to this woman and she turned me down. So you're lying. That's not true. But see, remember how the mind keeps you in theater number one and holds you back. You're supposed to be here because you are supposed to be the cog that keeps the world moving. Let me get some of this. How come most human males don't know about their two other pussies and one between the ears? Because, Tony, that's number four. That's number four. That's number four. Let's look at that. It's just number bubble four. Let's say bubble four. That's bubble four. Because they're not supposed to know what they're not supposed to know. They're not supposed to know that. Next question. Could you list all the things in the mind that work for your Senate? Culinary school. We'll have all that in the book, brother. We'll have that in the book. I don't want to discuss all that. But I gave you enough. Just go back and listen. I give you enough. But what I am saying is this, okay? But I'm saying this to you guys. See, why do you think I've always told you guys there are only three laws that you must follow? The law of the land. I've been saying this shit since the 90s, and so I'm not a broken record. Law of the land, because if you kill somebody, they'll get your ass in the first 48, or they'll ping your fucking phone and get you, okay? That's the first one. They're the law of the land. The second law is the law of the street. If you drive 70 miles in a 20-mile-an-hour school zone, they catch you, they got you. And if you're a black motherfucker and you drive a little bit fast, then you know what might happen to you. So the law of the street. Then the third law is the law of the job, meaning that you go to work on time and do your job. But now, wait, here's the beautiful thing. See, that's where it stops for number four. But other than those three things, they don't want you to know that not only can you create your own laws that for yourself, but you can build other theaters in your whole theater studio that you can go into to process and grab information for yourself. But see, you're not supposed to know that. You're supposed to think, it's not fair. The world is fair. It's not fair. Women are not fair. It's not fair how I'm living. Because it doesn't want you to see. Yeah, it'll be audio later on, but it won't be audio yet. It'll be audio later on. Guys, but y'all got a question, put a Q in there. I got you. We got 2 minutes left in the calls. We'll shut the calls down. We'll keep talking. But I just want to say this to you guys. But see, most of you guys, because you're caught in the third bubble, or however you want to call it, whatever you want to call it, because you can call it whatever you want. It's your world. You are so into everything outside of you that you can never believe what's inside of you. That's the training. That's the plan, and that's what's always been, and that's what they've always created. Even since they started, everybody's a winner and everybody participates. They want to do everything they can to make sure that you never free yourself from yourself. See, you're free. I'm not saying you're not free. You're free right now, but you're not free. Because you're controlled by theater. Theater number one controls who and how you move, how you think, how you quote-unquote approach women, how you beg for sex. Once you, and we're going to talk about this, we'll get into this. I'm going to show you this because, see, this I keep telling you. They're not supposed to talk about that because they don't. Okay, Ash, here's the million-dollar question. Not 67, that's not the question. Here's the question you got to ask yourself. Why aren't those guys that's telling you that women are bad, marriage is bad, single females and all this stuff, why are they not getting this deep? Why are they not telling you this? Not supposed to tell you. Because they don't know, because they are stuck in the same bubble as your ass, perpetuating the lie, the kayfabe. So all they keep doing, the more, listen, Think about this, because y'all don't believe me. You got to see it for yourself. Think about the words you used to regurgitate. I'm going my own way. Then all of a sudden, you just one day you started saying, I'm on my purpose. And then you're like, well, you know what? I practice no fap. Then you know what? Then it went to, you know what? I'm going to go out of the country and meet women because these American women are no good. And then it went to clothes, money, and status. Remember? That's just a catchword. That's no different than Stone Cold Steve Austin. But see, I'm saying that if you don't believe it, go back and look. Guys, think about this for a second. I want to open your eyes up to how reality works. Because think about this.
could you clarify that?
Yeah, okay. It's a good question, Life. Good question. Great fun question.
Okay. In three. Just follow me. In three. Okay, in three. What's funny is that you never say that about the leaves. You never walk out the door and say, "Dang, if that leaf falls off the fucking tree, man, it's gonna ruin my day." And if that leaf stays in the tree, oh man, I'm gonna have a great day. Oh, if that bird flies in front of me, oh my God, it's a great day. If that bird flies in front of my day, then you say that about three seconds.
More.
on makeup. I'm infatuated with makeup, push-up balls, weed, or whatever the fuck they take on themselves. So that's the, that's just what you gotta see, okay? Let's see here. Next question. How important is it because you have not seen my answers. I have the power to choose the theater I go into, but you can't believe it yet because you're still chained up. So it's not about the woman, it's what you set for yourself. You set the standard. You must be about the standard that you live by, okay? Appreciation alone should make you be happy. Every day, take 7 hours and roll out of your fucking bed. You know there are people in the world that are crazy. When you open your eyes and you see that, you know, people are going to be happy. When you do that, you get out of your bed and talk to people who are going to walk to their door. But yet, we don't realize that we but yet you're not happy. You don't even know what happened. This is the person that wishes he had your heart. This is the person that wishes he had your ear for years. This is the person in a wheelchair who came back and wishes he could walk on roads. This is that person.
Getting older, and I'm telling you, the older you get,
This is not to knock you. If you're smoking, you want to have some lung problems, you got to take some medicine to solve your lung problem. And either have you use your hair, and I cut my hair because I don't like to be involved. But you either lose your hair, or you're going to have back in the fucking 2000 shit that believe that I need to nag and cold approach and I need to come up with the invisible car trick and all this other stuff. And they see me that, you know what? What have I done with my life? All this time I believe in this guy to wear a boa, goggles, black beard and polish. Now it's gonna give me a look. All this time I believe it because he is out of the same color as me. I'm telling you, it happens to a lot of people. Like, I don't wish that on anybody. And now, listen, and the fact that I'm saying drugs or not, I'm just saying if things happen. Like whatever. See, a lot of people don't like even people that take steroids. Hypothetically, everything's gonna come back in the end. Look. Father Time's gonna get his or the Grim Reaper. Look, it's gonna come back. Something's gonna come back. And I'm not saying, you can be as healthy as you want, but if you have generics of heart disease and all that shit, do your bloodline, you just don't know. I'm not here to wish you bad, but you guys just don't know. But anyway, like I was saying, gentlemen, is that what we've got to do to begin to solve this, okay? This is understanding of all this, because I want to get to solving, okay? Because I don't want to... But what's important to me before I get into the solving and why I'm saying is because I'm looking out for your best interest and I'm not trying to be the bad guy. I'm just trying to be the guy to let you know that you must make a choice. You can be the same person you was next year and the year before, you know, and wait till next year again to lie to yourself. And then eventually one day, you're going to wake up and your back is going to start hurting. You're going to wake up and you're going to feel a little old and you're going to feel a little tired and, you know, your T level is going to go down. I'm telling you, all that shit happens. I'm telling you, I mean, life comes fast. I'm telling you, you blink, you graduated at 18, you throw your hat up, you blink again, you're 22. You blink again, you're 28. You blink, you're 30, you blink and you're in your 40s. Like, where the fuck did my life go? And all this time, I believe that fucking YouTuber that told me it's women's fault. I believe it's the government's fault, and I believe this, and I believe that. But the one thing that YouTuber didn't teach you was to believe in yourself. So one thing they don't think about it. They never tell you to believe in yourself, do they? Yeah, don't believe me. Hey, go listen to them. They never tell you to believe in yourself. They want you to believe in the story that there's a boogeyman under your fucking bed called a woman. And if you say hello to her, she's going to take you to family court. She's going to take you for all you got and all this other stuff. I mean, my God, look at Jeff Bezos. Look at what happened to him. And look what happened to Dr. Dre. Do you see how it works? They're doing everything they can to say, I believe in you, because they can't say they believe in you because they don't believe in them fucking selves. That's why there's a connection, because you're attached to the guy that doesn't believe in himself because you don't believe in yourself and shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, we should call Squid on that topic. Yes. But guys, I got a question. I got y'all covered and all this other stuff, but let's get into solving some of this stuff. Now, this is not going to solve it overnight. So I just want to make sure you understand that, because once you're in number four. It's a whole different mindset. It's a whole different way. And I'm going to help you understand why we move and think different. But the thing that you must begin to do, like I said, the first thing you must understand is that even though I keep going into theater number one, poor me, that I've got to realize that I choose the time, I choose the tickets, and where to sit. And when you can begin to see it from a, see, right now you're in what I, like the second perspective, or the second point of view. But what I'm asking you to do, and I know it's going to kind of be weird, is take a step back and look at the actions and behaviors from a third point of view. Because you're not going to be able to see what you need to see because you're so busy. You do it so much that you it becomes life. It becomes that this is my life. This is who I am. This is what I'm supposed to be. I'm never going to be good with women, and I'm always going to be a loser, and it's not even fair how those other guys get. You see how you're thinking? You're not free. I'm going to talk about the steps to becoming free. I'm going to talk about the steps to becoming free, okay? So please get your crayons out, and please, gentlemen, ask questions, and I got y'all covered, okay? Now listen. One of the things that you've got to do, and this is very, very important, is that you must start. Get your crayons out, get your notebooks out, because I want y'all to write this down, okay? I want y'all to write this down. Because, listen, in order for you to break free, you must have a point in which you have a shift. I can't do it for you. They can in number three, because that's the lie. You know, take the pill, take the medicine, take the beer, spray the Axe spray, and you'll be a man type shit. No. This is something that you must do for yourself. Nobody else can do it but you, and that's the truth. I wish I could do it for you, and if I could do it, I wouldn't do it for you because I'm not trying to make you into me. I'm trying to get you to rediscover you, rediscovering yourself. You must understand, or excuse me, overstand. I got to keep saying that because no one's saying overstand, so I'm going to stick with overstand. I like that shit. You must overstand, gentlemen, to begin to identify for yourself what structure or what movie theater that you're in. You see, gentlemen, once you guys out there become aware of the beliefs that you don't, your unwanted beliefs, it's at that point, gentlemen, you will begin to identify, okay, from a third point of view, where you are at. Remember, once you realize I buy the tickets, pick the time, and choose the place, wait a second. Do I have to go into theater number one? I mean, theater one, number one tells me I'm not good. I'm never going to make it. I ain't shit. Women are this and women that. I don't have to go in theater number one. Why not I create a theater number three that says I'm important, I have value, and I'm a bad motherfucker regardless of what happens to me. But this is a shift. I can't do it for you. But what I'm saying is that you have to identify where you're at. Because it's the one thing that they won't tell you over here in YouTube world, or like Carl says, the YouTube streets. You will not, you must, this, and this is very important. You gentlemen out there, all you guys, I say to you, you must, just like you realizing that I buy the tickets, I pick the time, and I pick the theater, you guys must identify the structure that you're in and realize your structure is not solid ground because you have not built the structure yet. Wait. We'll slow it down. You have not built it yet. All this time that you've been following those YouTube guys and all that hypergamous and all that other shit, high value man, all the stuff. How can you build your structure? Hold on. I'm glad I got this. How can you build your structure when you're busy building somebody else's structure? Ooh, wait, hold on. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. I'm going to slow it down. I hope I get some light bulb moments out there. Again, let's stop again. How can you, for all these fucking years you want to change, how the fuck can you build your structure when you're too busy hypergamy, a high value man, the no flap, let me put the no fat wall in here. Okay, got that's in there. Hey, be on your purpose. Let me hammer that one in that person's thing. Oh, wait a second. Female nature. Oh, let me hammer that in there. You're so busy building somebody else's structure. When you get around a woman, that's why you fuck up. Because who do you look to? You can't even look to yourself. Because you're so busy over here hammering away. Oh, my God. You know, female nature and all this. Let me put that nail in that person's structure. How can you even build a structure when you're too busy, building someone else's structure? Oh, man, I'm red pill. I'm orange pill. I'm blue pill. I'm level 5 guy. I'm level 2 guy. I'm level 3 guy. I'm level 4 guy. All that bull. I'm red. I'm blue. I'm a plate. I'm a scissor. I'm a fork. I'm all the... How do you even think you don't even have... Wait. You can't even have a structure because you haven't even been to the fort. You haven't even cleared out the land here to even build the structure yet because you're too busy sawing away on some other YouTube structure that said, well, you know, high value man, you got to be a high value man. It's got to be about clothes and money and status. And you're just sawing away at their wood to hammer their shit on their structure. That's why the number 4 is we don't play by those rules. Okay? See, because right now your focus is that you feel you're limited, you don't realize that you have unlimited potential. Boy, man, hold on, Steven. Let me slow that down again. You right now feel that you're limited. You're only limited to what the person tells you. Well, he must be true, man, because he told me that his brothers, sisters, cousins, nephews, uncles, dogs, Sasquatch's friend got turned down by a woman 3 decades ago. So it's got to happen to me because he would never lie. Limitations. What I'm trying to tell you. And I know it sounds like a fucking fairy tale, but you have an unlimited supply of power that is waiting for you to just tap into it. But I know it sounds crazy, and I'm here to motivate you and all that other shit. I'm just telling you the truth. But you cannot see that because of your beliefs that hold back your limitations to you growing. You cannot grow hammering somebody else's house by what that bullshit that they say. Gentlemen, let me, if y'all got any questions, I'm just chopping it up. If y'all got any questions, put it in there. I got you. But I'm just saying, guys, this is how deep the game is. Can you elaborate on the mommy victim mindset and what is the root and how can it be uprooted and replaced by a man mindset? Well, you got to cut the umbilical cord. That's it. It's not hard. But you can't cut the umbilical cord because you don't want to disappoint mommy and you don't want to disappoint that motherfucking line to you because you feel like, oh, my God, if I cut this umbilical cord and I go against what that person says, guess what? They all are going to shun me. They're going to judge me. And I'm going to be on an island all by myself and fuck that. I'd rather be part of the herd than by myself because I don't want to be alone. See, you must cut the umbilical cord in order to grow. But see, the game is deep, but I'm going to keep going. So, gentlemen, that's the first thing, but you must understand the stuff that I am telling you guys. The next thing that you have to really understand and overstand in this, okay, is that all your unwanted beliefs, you got to understand those things. And you, and listen, okay, when you, since you were small, okay, you have always learned that you have something to get. You got to get food and water to ensure your survival type things, okay? But see, what happened is that you got to lead yourself to the belief that at the end of the day, I am better than everybody else. I you see, your unwanted belief is to believe in yourself. That's an unwanted belief. You think that you believe in yourself, but you're not even believing yourself. You're believing in what somebody tells you. You're not thinking. You're believing. It's like the preacher. You believe what the preacher says. You believe what the Bible or the book of the Quran or whatever fucking fairy tale book you read. You believe the stories. But you never, you believe in everything else but the belief in yourself. And that's why you are chained the way you are, because you believe what somebody has told you. I always tell you, don't believe what I'm telling you. Never believe me. I tell you that all the time. You've got to see it for yourself. But the question is, do you have the balls to go out there and see it for yourself? And some of you won't want to do that because you don't. Because it's a mind fuck when you realize all this time I've been following these guys and what have I got out of this? Why am I still the same person? Why do I still think the same? Why aren't they telling me about my scribe? And why aren't they telling me about my government? And why aren't they telling me that I can create my own world? Why are they not telling me this information? Why is only the information they're giving me is that the big bad boogeyman under the bed is bad. Women are bad. Women are this and women are that. But why are they not telling me that I have the power to create my world? I want y'all to think about that, okay? I want y'all to think about that, yeah. But, I'm trying to keep it as far grounded. I know they can't see what I'm saying because it's some deep-ass shit, okay? It's hard not to believe you, Steve. You're the dean. No. Hey, Donald, my brother. It's not about me, young man. I wish it was. I'm so arrogant. I want it to be about me. But if I made it about me, well, I make it about me to me. It's only important to me for me. But I don't want you to believe me until you just take the, all you got to do is take what I'm saying. Oh, listen, just go outside tomorrow and feel the wind and feel the weather and realize, goddamn, Steve is right. I never even thought about this. I have no control over the weather, but the weather is always constantly moving regardless of what I think. And look, oh, wait, there's a fucking ant or a bug running across the grass or whatever the fuck. My God, Steve is right. There are fucking insects that are doing shit. There's no Facebook or anything like that. They're just moving. Everything's moving around me. So if everything's moving around me, how am I moving in this? How am I moving in this? Am I moving to be what somebody else thinks I should be? Or am I moving for me? And that's what I'm saying, man. Let me get this question right here, TJ. TJ said, I was talking to a girl we just met on the phone. She ended up playing with herself for a while before I realized. Then when I realized that I tried to get her to continue, she stopped. What went wrong? Well, TJ, again, you got to listen. When women are doing that, if she did that, I don't know if she really did that, but if she did that, what went wrong was you. You went wrong because you don't have any experience with women to read between the lines of what she's saying. But again, that comes with number four. It's the freedom. You are stuck in this thing where you don't believe that a woman will ever do something like for you. And then when she did it, you're so blown away by what she's doing that you missed the whole entire boat. Next question. How do I elevate a woman without kissing her ass? By elevating yourself, brother. How many? See, 25, you're not. Again, I keep telling y'all, law zero of the game. This is not for everybody. I keep telling y'all, this is not y'all, I am not complicating this. I keep telling you, You must elevate yourself and educate yourself and have a relationship with yourself before you can do that with anybody. I got you, but great question. I don't know, John G. I don't know because we're still doing some things. We got somebody got some surprise for you. I don't know. How would I recognize that I'm in a third point of view? Well, visitor. Again, when you want to play victim, okay? When you think the world is against you, you think women ain't shit, you think that it's not fair, life ain't fair, you know, she should be she's with all those other guys. It's at that point that you've got to stop yourself and say, wait a second, that's not true. The truth is I buy the tickets, I pick the time, and I choose where I sit, meaning that I control me. That's the only thing I can control, meaning that whatever that fucking woman does, I cannot control her. I have no control over her. I only have control over myself. That's when you realize it. But you have got to realize it yourself. You've got to realize. I can't realize it for you. But what you've got to do, see, what you're doing, what all you guys are doing is you're letting him tell you. Guys, listen, do the experiment. Guys, homework assignment. All you guys listening, homework assignment. You already know how it feels when you see a woman that you want to get with. You already know the feeling, okay? You already know the feeling, all right? What I want you to do as your homework assignment, write this down when this show is over. What I want you to do is I want you to sit in front of your phone computer and tell yourself, you know what? I need to watch some red pill content. I need to watch this YouTuber that knocks women over and talks shit about women and blames women for everything. Just tell yourself that. And if you don't get a feeling of the feeling you get when you talk to a woman, then you see who's running it. You'll see who's running the show, because when you say that I need to listen to some red pill content, you'll see how your mind works. Well, hey, do you want to listen to this guy? I mean, let's go to our bookmarks. Do you want to listen to this guy, this guy, this guy? So he will give you choices and options because he's the one that's fucking you over. But you're not supposed to see that he's fucking you over. He's always going to benefit. He's always looking out for himself because you're not looking out for yourself, okay? That's what I'm trying to tell you. But that's how you recognize it, okay? Let me continue, guys. I got a question. Go ahead and ask. I got you covered. Let me continue with what I was saying. Okay, so the next thing, okay? See, the one thing that I will tell all you guys, and this is not a lie. I'm not lying, not making it up, and this is not a feel-good moment. I am not going to lie. I'm going to tell you the truth. And the truth of the matter is there was a time in your life when you were small and your mom or your teacher or your dad gave you a piece of paper, a crayon, a paintbrush, a marker or anything, you began to create worlds and you used to draw dragons or airplanes or spaceships or whatever. The paper was blank, but because of your creative side, you were able to draw and live in that world or that picture that you created. And then you would probably grab that piece of paper. Mommy, look what I drew. Daddy, look what I drew. Oh, my God, look at this Mars. You know, the shit look all fucked up and whack and shit, but you're so proud of it because you use your skills, your mind, and your creativity. Why am I saying that? Because in order to change this, you have got to move to a more creative structure. And that means move towards the things that you feel are sabotaging you. And you got to let those things go. You got to get rid of the limiting beliefs. You've got to cut all those umbilical cords. I'm not good enough. You got to cut that fucking one. You got to cut that structure. you know, I've got to have money. I've got to have clothes. I've got to be tall. I've got to have a body. She'll never like a guy like me. I'm too short, too ugly, too poor, too broke. Whatever it is, you got to do that because, see, you have to do the one thing that's hard to realize, but it's true. You got to realize and define yourself as the creator, the powerful and almighty creator of your universe versus a powerless fucking emotional victim. You got to take that turning point. You do not need to be anything other than who the fuck you are and what the fuck you create. And whatever it is you desire, you got to figure out the laws, rules, codes, principles, and narratives of the thing that you desire to work to whatever your four is in your square. Do you see what I'm saying? You must do that. You must come from a place of having the same desire, the same passion, the same drive, and the same discipline that you had when you were going towards the egg. And that's why I tell you guys, this is nothing new under the sun. You've already had it. Unfortunately, you just caged that person. That person is inside you. Now, I'm not trying. This is not good feel good shit because I don't give a fuck about your feelings like that. This is the truth. You had drive, discipline, passion, and desire, or you wouldn't be here. You had it. So, hey, don't believe me. Look and pinch your fucking self. You made it. You made it to the egg, and that's how you made it. Because at that time, your structure was being built, and you had a fuck you attitude. You had fuck your feelings attitude, and you had it all about me. Each and every one of you listen to me. I'm not making this up. I know y'all think I'm making this shit up, but I'm not making this up. This is all you. This is all you. 100% you. It wasn't me. It wasn't YouTube or Instagram or Facebook. It was nobody but you, period. That's the truth. How is it that when we were little kids in kindergarten, boys easily talk to girls? It was like nothing, but as grown men, we're scared to talk to them. Greg, well, Tony, the reason is because you defined the feeling as okay. We have this warrior inside of us, all right? And unfortunately, when you started to like girls, you just made a mistake, and you just wrote on a mistake that you made. The feeling that you felt was not fucking fear. You made it into fear. You named that motherfucker. But that I get the same feeling you get. We both get the, listen, let me explain something to you. You and I get the same feeling when it comes to a woman. And I'm being honest with you. We both get the same feeling. The difference is your feeling, you name that motherfucker fear, anxiety, no confidence, I can't get her, whatever the fuck you named him. I named that motherfucker, let's get that motherfucking ass. That's the feel. Woo-wee. That feeling, I ride that feeling. That's the only difference. The difference is what you name it. That's the only difference. It's the only difference. You didn't know what that feeling was because it was such a weird feeling. You didn't know what to name it. So you decided to call it fear or anxiety or I'm not good enough or I don't believe in myself. Whatever you named it, you named it. But when I have the same feeling you have, it's not fucking fear. It's let's go get that motherfucking ass. Yeah, me. That's what it is. You see what I'm saying? So two totally different things, okay? 25, I've been talking to this woman for almost 3 weeks. She trusts me, but how to... 25, stop. 25, please, man. Please stop. Please stop, 25. You don't want... 25, in order to be in the game, you got to be a student of the game.
You have not got any coaching. You don't have anything. You ain't doing shit, man. You're doing what the average guy does. Talk a big game, but you ain't doing shit. You can't move into sexual anything because you don't know the difference between, you don't even know about your romantic, your sensual, your sexual, your dirty, your kinky, your nasty, your naughty. You don't know about them motherfuckers. You don't know about your culinary school. You don't know about your marketing team. You don't know about anything. You don't know anything, so you can't, brother. I don't know why you keep asking me asinine questions, thinking that I'm going to give you a magical pill that's going to make you a fucking surgeon overnight. Stop doing that, man. Please, man. I'm going to stop. I'm telling you, man, stop asking that shit. God damn, dude. Every time I turn around, oh, how do I be a man? How do I be a man? And you ain't doing shit. You just talking shit, man. You ain't doing shit. Let's go. Let me keep going, man. God damn. Guys, y'all got to ask your questions. I appreciate y'all. Let's keep doing. Okay. So, see, this is huge. This is huge. Because of your limiting beliefs of what you can do, you must go not only towards the edge, but you got to keep walking and not stopping. See, remember I used to tell you back in the pussy whip days, if y'all don't remember, I mean the 90s or whatever, I always told you the three types of thinking. Remember I told you? There's world is flat thinking. And then there's world is round thinking, because if you go straight, you'll go round, right? But then the third one is realizing there's infinite. Okay? All right? But in order to get out of this limiting structure, okay, you have to be prepared to take the step beyond the edge. The edge is always going to be your limiting belief because you don't believe in you. And the closer you get to that edge, the louder the voice is and the louder the feeling of nauseousness and nervousness pops up, because he does not want you to realize that you are allowed to go beyond that goddamn edge, okay? But your perception sees that you're just not there. You can't go beyond that place, okay? But what I'm saying is I can't get you there, but I can tell you when you are strong enough to believe in yourself, and believe that at the end of the day, that I'm allowed to go beyond that edge, you will then begin to be connected to the authentic, I'm talking about the authentic you, the core that you have, okay? Because the only way we can do this is you have got to make the shift, because you have got to believe in yourself. And right now you don't believe in yourself because you think this is as far as you can go. This is all my whole life is built on building somebody else's castle of words, phrases, theory. And all I do is just every day I go to bed, I wake up, grab the hammer, and let me keep building here. Wait, what do you mean? Fuck you mean I got my own world, man? Shut the fuck up, man. I ain't got my own world, man. I love it right here. See all the people over here? Everybody's nice. Hey, Dave. Hey, Bobby. How you doing, Tom? Devontae. See, we're all working together. What do you mean? Why would I want to leave all these guys and be a free thinker? You mean if I'm free thinking, that means I'm by myself. That means I got to think for myself. That means I got to move for myself. That means I got to take accountability for myself. Nah, fuck that, man. What do you mean? You mean I got to go find the land and chop down the trees? Why would I do that? Man, we got this structure going. I'm telling y'all, this is how you motherfuckers think. And this is why most of you are not freeing yourselves, because you actually believe that you are limited by the way that you fucking look. You're limited by how tall you are and how much money you make.
Gentlemen, I keep telling you, women are like music. Pop, rock women, gospel, hip-hop, trance, metal, country, western, soul. Just a long list. Women have different personalities. A woman cannot help what she likes. There are women that find muscular, skinny guys frail and feminine. There are women that don't like out-of-shape guys. There are women that do like out-of-shape guys. There are women that like tall guys. There are women that like short guys. Every woman has her preference of what she is interested in. But now I know that for myself, that's why I don't give a fuck, because I always think, regardless of what I am, I'm that motherfucker. I'm that motherfucker, okay? Let me see. How do I stop chasing judgments? Not acting. Well, no, when I'm saying, okay, TJ, listen. Again, in order to stop chasing the judgments, you got to realize that you're the one doing the judging. Just like you're the one that buys the tickets, chooses the time, and chooses where you sit. See, as soon as you say, I'm not good enough, you should be able to recognize that I am, why the fuck am I, I'm judging myself. And if you want to judge, see, listen, there are two kinds of judgments. There's judgments of action, and then there's judgments of reaction. And you're in reaction judgment. I'm not good enough. I'm too short, too ugly, too wanted. No. The judgment I want you to have is, I'm pushing all the chips to the table. It's time to go ahead and bite somebody's neck and take them out the tree, okay? It's time about me. It's go time. It's go time. How the fuck? Okay, I got my bid ready to go. I know what I'm going to say. I know what I'm going to do. I know how I'm going to move. I know what I'm going to do when she texts me. I'm already 10 fucking steps ahead before I even approach her. I'm good. But see, you have got to move from the third to the fourth. But that's where the problem comes in at, because of the lack of the self-belief in yourself. And that's what I'm trying to show you, okay? All right? See, you have to really, okay, have to really come to a powwow with yourself. I tell you, listen, I understand that it's lonely out there when you're by yourself. And even though you may be around a million of women, you're still going to feel alone. And I'm going to explain this to you, because I don't think y'all understand the lonely thing. And it's not bad. It's not a bad thing. It's just perceived or told to you in a bad way. I keep telling you guys, you are the only one of your kind. You don't believe me. Realize your fingerprint tells you that. Don't believe me. See it for yourself. And because you are the only one of your kind, I am telling you, when you cross over to that other side, it's over. It is a choice, okay? It is a choice that you guys have to accept that comes along with being a man. I'll talk to you about that. I'm telling you right now, you just got to understand this. And if you do understand this, you'll get through this fine. But you got to realize you always going to be lonely. Not alone, but lonely. And the reason is that because you're not playing by the rules of society, you're not playing by the rules that they created as far as dating and approaching women and all that other shit that you do. You're no longer approaching. You're putting your bid in. You're no longer looking at a woman as special. And what's going to happen is you're going to get shunned. They're going to love you when they see you, but they're going to fucking hate you You're going to be the most hated motherfucker in your group. They're going to, your friends are going to fucking hate you. You're going to lose friends, family members. You're going to lose a lot of things. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why it's lonely. Because, see, on one hand, you're rediscovering yourself. But on the other hand, you're seeing that now I realize, oh, shit, I don't have to play by the rules anymore. I can create my own fucking rules. Okay? And like I said before, once you become aware that you have the power to create your moves, you know you're no longer a victim. You are no longer in three. You are no longer look at three the same way. Three would be like, oh my God, it's like Spam versus a fucking steak. You'll no longer look at three because you will finally be in this weird thing called a position of power because you have power over yourself. And when one has power over himself, he begins to draw in other people who are curious about that power. And this is where things are going to fuck up. See, before, while you was in number three, that bubble, whatever you want to call it, with all the other humans and shit, and the grass-eating lions and shit, y'all would always do the same thing. Y'all hang out. Hey, let me be your wingman. Let's go to the bar and we can wingman. And you be my wingman and I'll go talk to her and you wingman. All that silly shit y'all doing, man. Man, you're no longer operating on the level of them because you're operating on your level. And the weird thing is that your first thing you're going to lose are your guy friends because they're not going to understand, well, why don't you just want to hang out at the house? Man, why the fuck do I want to hang out when there's all this pussy out? Man, I'm going to fuck out. Well, you know, last time we went out, we didn't get anything. So what? I'm going out. If y'all want to stay here and cuddle with each other, go ahead. If y'all want to come with me, let's go. There's women out there. No. You just go ahead and go. You're going to fuck up and lose. Okay? Or there's going to be a time you are with your friends. And you go talk to a girl, and they're laughing at you because she turned you down. You're like, well, I don't know why they're laughing. At least I'm the only one talking to the bitches. Y'all ain't even talking to women. And what happens is that they are going to start to be envious and jealous of you because you're no longer part of the tribe. You're no longer connected to poor me. And it's like, hey, you know what? Whoa, there's this new word. Hey, look, there's this new guy on YouTube that's talking about a new thing called pumpernickel, man. And look, man, it's a new way of talking to women and stuff. And if you don't get the fuck out of my face with that silly shit, see that what's going to happen? It's going to break up there. That's number one. Second thing is this. Some of your friends, and I'm being honest with you, some of your friends, they've been trying to get that woman, that piece of pussy, man, they've been trying, let's say call her Julie. Man, they've been trying to get Julie for months, maybe even years, okay? And before, y'all would sit around having pajama parties and slumber parties and shit, and y'all would just sit with each other. You know, one of these days, I just hope Julie would just give me a chance. You're like, well, yeah, I hope she will. Maybe we'll just go on YouTube and try to find, and that's how you used to be, right? But when you break free, what's going to happen is Julie is going to start seeing some shit in you that she doesn't see in your friend. And then all of a sudden, Julie's going to be knocking at your motherfucking door. But Julie's going to be like, you know what? Hey, you mind coming over and helping me? I'm having problems fixing this sink or, you know, they'll destroy shit just to have you come over. I will talk about that another second. So you're going to go over to Julie's house, and you know what? You're going to, hey, you know, before you were like, hey, Julie, how you doing? You know, oh, my God, I don't want to look at you. You're so pretty. I don't want to mess this up. But you knock at her door, and, I mean, you're like a glow of light. Julie, what's going on, girl? How you doing? Julie, what did you mess up now? See, Julie, you know what? I don't know. I'm about to put you in timeout, Julie. You know what? Because I don't want to go over it. Why? Julie, you know what? Usually I don't like to fix things because usually if I fix things, I'm going to have to get something off that woman, like a kiss, a hug or something. But I'm going to be nice because I know you're trying to mess with my boy. You need to stop. You're crazy and all this other stuff. And then all of a sudden, Julie starts to be attracted to you. Julie's like, who are you? Who is this guy? Why are you talking to me like that? I've never heard you talk that way. What? Is she crazy? Oh, my God. And he's like, wow. So tell him, are you really seeing him? No, baby, Julie, I ain't seen him. Julie, I'm going to fix this and go because you know what? I know if I stay here any longer, something's going to happen between you and I because, Julie, just looking at you, looking at me, I know you want me to kiss you right now. So, Julie, and look, I'm going to go ahead and go. Julie, I'll give you a hug. Come on, Julie. I'll give you a hug. I know you want to kiss, but come here. I mean, you're going to be that. Look, you're not even going to understand what the fuck you're doing, but you're just going to be doing it, but you're going to be alone. You're going to do all this shit with Julie. Then when she's talking to your loser friend, well, what are you doing today, Julie? Oh, how was work, Julie? And she's like, I'm fine. Hey, hey, your friend, hey, you know that your best friend? Hey, he's such an asshole. What does he do for a living? Oh, I don't know. He works at this job, but sometimes he's out at the gym of the corner of him, put my dick in your ear and slap my balls in your face. Or, you know, he's doing some stuff at Walmart or something like that. Oh, really? Okay. And guess who's going to beeline to that fucking place to see you? And then here it comes. She's either sucking your dick or you're fucking her. And then he's going to get mad at you because the woman he's been trying to fuck wants to fuck you. But then you start to reap the rewards of number four that cross the street. You don't realize it. And then let's move it another step. Let's move it to the step of where you have guys at your job or guys who are in relationships. And all their women, the guys at the job, like I told you, they're going to start noticing that you're like a ladies' man or the women in the relationship. You know, y'all have that like this Seinfeld pod relationships. Y'all like hang out and shit, but they're going to start to notice. The women are going to start to notice something in you where you're full of life. You're the life of the party. You're making everyone laugh. You're making the women giggle. You're making them feel a little warm and bubbly. And they're like, well, I wish my man talked to me that way. And they're going to start thinking about you. And here you are, you're fucking your friends' wives and shit like that. And they're throwing themselves at you. Are you ready for that? Because that's what you're going to lose. And then with your family, your siblings, your mom, your dad, they can no longer tell you what to do, tell you how to think or what to move because you are moving by your own beat. Mom, I love you, but you can't tell me what to do anymore. Mom, if I want to date a fucking green Martian and you don't like that, that's your problem, Mom. But you got to understand I'm my own man. Oh, my God. How could you talk that way to your mother? But, son, I understand what you're saying. You're your own man and I respect. See that shit? You are going to be the loneliest motherfucker in the world. No, and the reason why you're going to be lonely is because nobody is going to understand you. No, you're an anomaly to women. You're mysterious. You turn them on and all this other stuff, okay? Yes, I do. Yeah, I don't talk. I can't talk about that. Yes, I do. I remember with the birthday package and I was putting that out. I let y'all hear him, but I can't talk about that shit. I do. I have. Yes, I got a teacher. I do have my mentor. Yes, I'm still a student of the game. Don't get that shit twisted. But what I'm saying to you guys out there is this, is that you don't realize, you don't get or realize that you're going to have the women, but you've got to make a choice. Do I want to be free? And what comes with the freedom is why you're going to be, you want to know why you want to be alone? Because you can't be with your friends anymore. You can't because they're judging you. You can't hang out with the couples anymore because their women want to fuck you. So you can't, you got to make a choice. I'm telling y'all. You got to make the choice. You can no longer spend time with them because you're beginning to evolve and you're beginning to move and have women and they're still hanging out with their friends, going on YouTube, watching fucking videos, and you're living the life. And then you're going to, and again, everything changes. Everything changes and you're going to be all the fuck alone. And to a point where you're going to have so many women that guess what? You're going to want to be alone. You're going to want me to. you guys don't understand. You're going to want me time. You're going to, I mean, it's going to be cool for the first few months, maybe a year. I don't know how long it is for you. You're going to be cool with all the good morning. What's up, sexy? Good morning, baby. Hey, baby. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And you're fine. You're like, hey, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. You're going through each one. And after a while, every day of this shit, every day, I got to fucking go through these fucking things and I got to say good morning to this roster. I got to maintain my roster. I got to maintain my roster and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Well, that, no, I'm not. No, Alpha, you're right. Loneliness doesn't exist. We're not lonely people. I'm just saying that they don't, the reason I'm using lonely because they don't understand, overstand what they're getting their asses into. So I got to make sure that they kind of connect what I'm saying because we're not really lonely. The life that we have is great because I don't need anybody to be me. You're absolutely right, Alpha, 1,000%. But they're going to see that they're going to be by themselves. And that's a fear of, oh, my God, you mean I don't. Whenever there's a party, they ain't going to want your fucking ass there because all the women are going to talk to you. Hey, look, there's a party. Hey, don't tell them. No, you remember last time we had that party, went there, fucker was talking to all the girls and shit. We didn't have a chance to talk to them and stuff. That's what I'm trying to say to you guys, man. What I'm saying is that it is a beautiful thing. It is complete, total power that you've never experienced before. But on the other hand, no more friends. They're gone. And the only friends you're going to have is a pack of motherfuckers like you. They'll be all over the fucking, all over the United States, all over where you're going to find. You have just very few motherfuckers like you. We're all spaced out all over the world. But I'm telling you, you're not going to, it's the best feeling in the world, but you have got to accept